Anthony, what do you want?
Daddy, I have a problem.
What is it?
I wanted to color with my crayons, but we ran out of paper, and now I don't know what to color on.
Well, if we don't have any paper, I'll buy you more paper tomorrow.
But I want to color right now!
Well, I want $1 million right now.
Me too!
Jeffy, just be patient.
Jeffy, just be patient.
Jeffy!
Jeffy!
Jeffy, don't talk back.
Jeffy, don't talk back.
Jeffy, just take your stupid crayons, and if you can't buy any paper, just wait till tomorrow.
But Daddy, I don't know what to color on.
Well, if we don't have any paper, you're not coloring on anything, so leave.
Daddy, I'm gonna find something to color on.
No! Stop it! No, you're not coloring on anything! Oh, he makes me so mad.
Stupid Danny won't give me paper or color. Well, it's 2021 and the wall identifies this paper.
Mario, what's that sound?
It sounds like Jeffy. Come on. Jeffy! What are you doing?
I'm drawing a pretty, pretty picture.
Oh, that's a pretty, pretty picture? Who's that pretty, pretty picture supposed to be of?
Oh, it's a character I made up.
Oh, it's a character you made up? Are you sure it's not me?
No, it's not you.
Oh, so you're saying I'm a bum?
I never said that.
And you're saying I sniff butts? I don't sniff butts, Jay.
I never said you did, Daddy.
Jay, that is it. You are grounded because you are a bad boy.
You always say I'm a bad boy!
Because you are a bad boy! Baby, is that a drawing of me?
It kind of looks like you, I guess.
It is me! What happened right there?
Oh, I first tried drawing on the wall with a hammer.
Jenny, you are a bad boy! Go to your room! Jeffy just makes me so mad. I feel like my head's gonna explode.
Mario, we should go for a walk. Calm down.
Yeah, I think I need some fresh air.
Okay. You feel better, Mario?
Yeah, kinda. Wait, are you not wearing shoes while walking outside?
I'm earthing, Mario.
That's gross. Your feet are gonna be all, like, dirty on the bottom.
It's okay, I can bathe.
What's that noise?
Mario, it's a shooting star!
Do we call someone?
No, Mario, make a wish!
Okay. I wish Jeffy would be a good boy for just one night.
Let's go inside, Mario.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit by the crossfire.
Oh, man. Today has been the perfect day. Nothing could ruin this day. Nothing.
Hi, Boydie.
But you're gonna try, aren't you?
Boydie, how was your day today?
Karen, my day has been fantastic. I had the day off, I played video games, I watched TV, I drank root beer. It's been a great day.
Boydie, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. You know, I was at the grocery store and I saw the cutest baby! And it made me realize that I want to have a baby with you, Boydie. Like right now!
No, man, you ruined it. You ruined the whole day now.
But Boydie, you don't want to have a baby?
No, I don't, Karen. Kids are terrible. How about this? How about we start with a goldfish, and if you don't kill that, we work our way up to a hamster. And if that's still around, then maybe we can have a cat, and then another cat, and then we get another cat, and we just keep getting cats forever instead of having a kid.
But Boydie, imagine a kid with my eyes and your gorgeous...
No, I don't want to imagine that, Karen. Kids are terrible. Why don't we just get a cat? Cats are clean. They clean themselves. You know, they poop in a box, and then they cover up the poop. You know, kids, they poop on everything. And if you raise them wrong, they commit crimes. Cats don't commit crimes. Mr. Puffy Pants doesn't commit crimes.
Boynie, I really want to have a baby!
Okay, you know what, Karen? Just stay right here. Stay right here. I have an idea.
Wasn't that a nice walk, Mario?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Ew! Look how dirty your feet are!
Oh, I'll shower later.
Ugh.
Hey, man.
Ah! How'd you get in my house?
Oh, I just let myself in.
Well, what are you doing here?
Okay, I need a huge favor.
What?
All right, you got a kid, right?
Yeah.
And he sucks, right?
Oh, he's the worst kid on this planet.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's not great for you. That sucks for you, but it's awesome for me.
How is it awesome for you?
Okay, look, my wife wants to have a kid, and I want to show her how bad it is to have a kid. Okay, so I'm going to bring her over here, and I'm going to show her your kid and how bad he is, and that'll make her never want to have kids.
I mean, that's a good idea. Yeah, bring her over. She'll hate Jeffy and she'll hate kids.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I'm going to bring her over and just make sure he's, like, breaking stuff and screaming and pooping his pants and stuff like that.
No. I'm not going to get Jeffy to do all that because I already deal with enough of that already. So, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, man. Look, I will pay you $10,000 to do this for me.
Why will you pay so much?
Because if I have a kid, it's going to cost me way more than $10,000. I'm going to have to deal with 18 years of screaming, okay? If I can make one payment to not have to deal with that, it's worth it.
Oh, okay, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, I'll have Jeffy breaking stuff. I'll have him pooping his pants, everything.
Mario, we shouldn't exploit Jeffy's temper tantrums.
Oh, we're going to make money off his temper tantrums because I have to pay for my wall that he broke. So, yeah, we'll definitely do it. Yeah, go get your wife.
Okay, yeah, I'll go get her.
Wait, hold on. Look at my wife's feet.
Ew! Why do they look like that?
Because she goes outside without wearing shoes.
Why? That's what shoes are for.
I am one with the earth.
Yeah, you're going to be one with a podiatrist if you keep that up. That's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So yeah, go get your wife.
Okay, I'm going to go get my wife. Just make sure your kid's all riled up when I get back.
Oh, I will. Oh, I will.
Karen, baby, I just realized something.
What, Boydie?
I was wrong. I actually do want to have a kid.
Oh, really, Boydie?
Yeah, you know, I met this kid today, and he made me want to have a kid. He was just such a great, awesome kid, and I think you should meet him so you can see how great it is to have a kid.
Okay, Boydie, I'm going to meet him.
Okay, come on.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hey.
Here's my wife.
Oh, hey.
Boydie tells me that you have the nicest son. I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, yeah, my son is so nice, the nicest kid ever.
But yeah, well, where is he?
Oh, he's laying down in bed.
What, you didn't have him ready? Like, with hammers and chainsaws and stuff?
Oh, no. When I wake him up, he's going to start acting bad, so I don't want you to miss anything.
That's good thinking. That's my man right there. All right, go get your good son.
I'll go get my good son.
Wait, where's your wife?
Oh, I told her to wash her feet with a whole bar of soap.
Oh, thank God, that was disgusting.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go get my good son.
Yeah, you do that. Oh, honey, you're going to love this kid. He's the best kid ever. We could never have a kid better than this one.
Jeffy, wake up!
Good morning, Father. What?
Jeffy, why are you dressed like that?
Oh, these are the clothes that you bought me by being a very working, hard father, and I appreciate it very much.
But you've never worn those clothes before? Jeffy, like, you're acting really weird. What happened to the pits on your nose?
Oh, well, I realized that it was very unhygienic, and I apologize for ever shoving it up my nostril.
Jeffy, no, you're not acting the same. What happened to your helmet?
Oh, I thought it was very foolish of me to wear my helmet when I was not riding a bicycle. And I apologize for embarrassing you in public.
No, Jeffy, I don't have time for you to act like this. I understand I called you a bad boy, so now you're trying to act like a good boy to try to be sarcastic and be an idiot. But no, I need you to act like a bad boy, because there's a guy in there that's paying me $10,000 for you to act crazy and break stuff and act stupid. So I need you to take this lighter.
Okay, would you like me to light some candles, Daddy?
No! I need you to take this lighter and light the house on fire. I'd just be really bad because the guy's paying me $10,000 for you to be a bad boy. So I don't have time for you to be a good boy. Be a bad boy!
Well, lighting the house on fire would put everyone in danger and that would be extremely unsafe.
I need you to be like that! Jeffy, stop it. You're coming with me to the other room and I need you to act crazy, break stuff. Just go crazy. Come on! All right, here's my son, Jeffy.
It's a pleasure to meet both of you this evening. Ma'am, you look very beautiful.
Oh my gosh, you're so nice!
Yeah, he's really nice. Dude, what's going on?
I think...
Oh, I see what's going on. You're just making him look nice so that later when he starts breaking stuff, he'll look really crazy. All right, it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what's happening. That's definitely what's happening. All right, Jeffy.
Father, if it's not too much trouble, I would like to be called Jeff from now on. It sounds more proper.
He's so well-mannered.
Yeah, he sure is. But when's he going to start cussing, though?
Oh, don't worry. He's going to start cussing. All right, Jeff. I found this hammer. What are you going to do with this hammer?
Oh, would you like me to build an orphanage for all of the homeless orphans?
He's so caring and selfless!
Yeah, some people would even say he's a little too caring and selfless.
Oh, no, he's going to go crazy. Well, watch this. All right, Jeff, why don't you take this hammer and go break a hole in the wall and yell the F word really loud?
Well, that would be very immature of me and cost you a lot of money and damages.
All right, time out. Me and Mario are going to go into the other room, and we're going to talk about why Jeffy's so nice, because I want to know how you get a kid to act like that. Come on.
Okay, Jeff and I will get better acquainted.
What is going on? What the hell is going on?
I don't know. He usually acts bad. I don't know why he's acting so good.
Yeah, I don't understand this. Why isn't he being bad? I don't even recognize that kid in there.
I know. He was bad earlier. Look what he did earlier.
Where's this kid? I want this kid back. I sniff butts. That's gold. My wife would hate that.
I don't know. He did this earlier. He even broke a hole in my wall earlier.
Well, I actually did that a few videos ago. But this is awesome. Why can't he do this?
I don't know. He usually is always bad. I don't know what could have happened.
Well, did you tell him to be good or something?
Well, actually.
What?
Well.
What?
Earlier, I wished on a shooting star that I wish he would be good for one night.
You did what? You wished upon a shooting star? Everybody knows that when you wish upon a shooting star, it comes true. I would sing the Disney song, but Jiminy Cricket would fuck me.
Well, okay, I got an idea. Why don't we just show your wife this wall and say that Jeffy did it earlier and that she wouldn't want him?
Yes, that's good. That's great. Okay, yeah, we'll show her this, and then we'll just tell him that he's on meds, and that's why he's being good now.
Yeah. He always goes crazy, but he has to be on a lot of medicine not to act normal.
Yeah, okay. I'll go get her.
Hey, baby.
Boydie, Jeff is the sweetest kid. I told him I was thirsty and he got me this bottle of water.
Yeah, how sweet of him.
Father, may I use the restroom?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I did tell her that one thing.
Oh, honey, yeah. I mean, this kid seems nice, but I think this kid is bad news.
Bad news? But he's such a sweetheart!
Yeah, well, you're not gonna think that after you see what he did to this wall. Come look. All right, honey, check this out.
What? Jeff, what are you doing?
Oh, I noticed there was some graffiti on the wall, so I thought I would repaint the wall for you, Father.
Aw, he's a handyman, too!
What's wrong with you? Be normal!
Pointy, why are you yelling at him?
Because he's not usually like this!
Yeah, he's usually breaking stuff and... Ooh, I got an idea.
What?
Oh, wait, every time Jeff sees some green beans, he throws them. So let's go down to the kitchen and try to feed Jeffy green beans, and then your wife will see how crazy he is.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, man, honey, I'm really hungry for green beans specifically. I think we should go downstairs and eat a whole plate of green beans.
Yeah, let's go do that. Come on, Jeff, it's time for you to eat some green beans.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. This looks like a scrumptious plate of green beans, doesn't it, Jeff?
It actually does. Thank you, Father, for going to work and working so hard to provide this amazing meal. Shall I say grace?
What?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this food, and thank you for allowing us to live another day. God is good, God is great, thank you for this food, amen. Shall we eat our green beans?
No, we're not gonna do that. This is not how you usually act. This whole thing is bull. Here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to pick up the plate, and you're supposed to throw it like that. That's what you always do.
Yeah, we're going home right now. I don't think you're mature enough to have a kid.
Really? Okay. Thanks, man.
Well, Jeffy, I'm so mad at you. The day I need you to act bad, you act really good. And I don't know why you had to act so good. I need you to act bad, but you had to act so good. Why did
Mario! What? Why are you yelling at Jeffy? He can't do anything right. You yell at him when he's bad, and now you're yelling at him when he's good, and it just doesn't make sense. Let's go.
What's that noise? Oh no!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
You only wish that I would be a good boy for one night. And it's the next day, so...
You already bit my girlfriend in half.
Hey, Junior, what are you doing?
Playing with pipe cleaners.
Why aren't they called pipe cleaners?
Because you can clean your pipes with them. Here, play with the blue one.
Clean pipes, you say? Well, I got a 2-inch pipe it can clean.
What's up, dude?
What's up, Joseph?
Notice anything different about me, bro?
Did you get a tan?
Nah, dude, you know I'm black. I got my ears pierced.
What, you got your ears pierced? Don't only girls get their ears pierced?
No, dude, guys can get their ears pierced too. It's totally straight. Nothing gay about it.
Junior, I think it got stuck.
Well, Joseph got his ears pierced.
Oh, no way! That's so cool! I want my ears pierced!
Well, you have to ask your parents, dude. See, me? I don't have parents, so I don't have to ask anybody.
Well, who pierced your ears for you?
Some homeless guy in the alley with a dirty needle.
Well, I'm totally gonna ask my daddy, and I know he's gonna say yes.
Hola, papi!
Jeffy, don't call me papi.
Well, what do you want me to call you, daddy?
Stop talking like that!
Father, may I penetrate my earlobe with a very sharp device and wear it for fashionable purposes?
What?
Can I get my ears pierced?
Oh, no, Jeffy, you can't get your ears pierced.
Marvin, he's 17 years old.
Exactly, he's 17. When he's 18, he can do whatever he wants, but since he's 17, he has to listen to me.
You never let me do what I want!
What's this poking out of your shorts?
Don't touch it!
Son of a biscuit-eating bitch!
What, Jeffy, where was this at?
It was in my wiener!
Why was it there?
Because it's a pipe cleaner, Daddy, and it was cleaning my pipe. And now it's as clean as a whistle. And the hose blew like one, too. Like,
well, Jeffy, just go.
Go get my ears pierced, or...
No, you cannot get your ears pierced. Leave!
I hate you!
What'd your dad say, Jeffy?
He said... No!
How do you have time to make that?
Why'd your dad say no?
Because someone pissed in his Fruit Loops.
Ugh, I hate when that happens, dude. Somebody did that to me yesterday. I mean, I still ate it, but gross, right?
So what are you going to do now that you can't get your ears pierced?
Well, I'm still going to get my ears pierced.
But your dad said no.
Yeah, but if you take away the N, it leaves O, which means, oh yeah, do it.
Huh, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, so let's pierce my ears.
Oh, get the piercing gun. All right, got the piercing gun, dude.
All right, Jeffy, what ear do you want to get pierced?
Well, which ear means I like big sausage in my pooper?
I think the right.
All right, well, then strong left.
Is it going to hurt?
Well, any sausage in your pooper is going to hurt, Junior.
No, I meant the piercing.
No, dude, it'll hurt for like 10 seconds. That's it. Now, the blood infection from the dirty needle, that'll hurt.
All right, let's send it.
All right, dude. Here we go.
I'm just kidding. It just felt like a pinch.
Oh, what earring are you going to put in your ear?
Oh, I got my mommy's jewelry box. So I'm going to go get an earring on that. Alright, guys, check out my earring. Oh my god, it looks so cool!
You wanna get the other ear pierced?
No, I don't really like big sausage in my pooper.
Hey, Joseph, you got your right ear pierced.
It's totally straight, dude! A lot of rappers have both their ears pierced, and they're not gay. At least not that I know of.
So what do you guys wanna do now?
How about we play tag? Tag, you're it!
Tag, you're it! Tag, you're it!
Ah!
Oh! Get back here, Jimmy!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Jeffy, your ear got ripped off!
I know, Junior! It hurts so bad!
Wait, what's going on, dude?
Jeffy's ear ripped off!
Ah!
We have to call a doctor!
No, Junior, we can't call a doctor, because my daddy told me not to pierce my ear! And if he finds out that I pierced my ear and I ripped it off, I'm going to get in trouble!
Oh, okay, Lou, let's try to put your ear back on. Come on, let's go to the red couch!
Okay!
Alright, Jeffy, we're gonna put your ear back on.
Ow, Junior, how?
We need something sticky.
Ooh, I got some chewing gum, and it's pretty sticky.
Ooh, put your gum on the ear.
Okay.
Alright, Jeffy, try to put your ear back on.
Okay. Oh, no. It's not working, Junior. What do we do?
We need something stickier, like tape.
Ooh, I'll get the tape.
One more piece and done. Alright, I just put tape on your ear. Now try it.
Alright, Junior. I hope this works. How does it look?
It looks so good.
Oh, no! It's not working, Junior!
Okay, we gotta think of something else. We really need an adult's help. How about we ask Chef Pee-Pee?
No, what if he tells my daddy?
No, I trust Chef Pee-Pee. He's really responsible.
Yeah, he's not a snitch.
Yeah, let's go ask Chef Pee-Pee, okay?
Okay.
I'm almost done with Junior's dad's soup. He's been bothering me all day about it.
Chef Pee-Pee!
What do you want, Junior? I'm making your dad's soup.
Well, Jeffy's ear came off.
Ah! Wait, you better drop his ear in the soup.
Get it out!
Chef Pee-Pee, my soup better be ready.
Oh, no, I gotta get the ear out.
Man, oh man, am I hungry. Junior, what are you doing? You know the man of the house has to eat first. Give me that spoon.
But Dad.
Give me that spoon. I gotta eat first.
But I don't think you should eat that.
I'm starving. Wait, are you calling me fat? I'm a beautiful woman. God!
Oh no, he has the ear.
I'm sick and tired of people calling me fat. I'm not fat. I'm big bone.
Dad, please don't eat that.
Junior, we need to have the talk. You need to stop judging people based on their bodies, especially women. Yeah, everybody wants a 10. They're beautiful and pretty, but they're boring. They don't know how to cook. Ew, yuck. Get you a 2. Yeah, they're ugly, but they'll do anything for you. Yeah, I'm talking about anything. So get you a 2 and not a 10.
But Dad, I don't want you eating this.
Look, I have to eat this, Junior. I have to eat this so I don't become a 10.
No, Dad, there's an ear in there. Dad, no, please, Dad.
Oh, delicious.
He just ate Jeffy's ear.
Oh, no.
Did he eat the ear?
Yeah.
Did he like it?
Yeah.
It's the secret ingredient. I gotta chop some ears off.
Junior, your dad ate my ear?
I tried to stop him.
Well, what are we gonna do now?
Ooh, I got an idea. Come on.
So what's the plan, dude?
I just called Mr. Potato Head and told him to come over, so when he gets here, we're gonna jump him and take one of his ears so we can give it to Jeffy.
Okay, I like this plan.
He's coming.
Hey, guys, it's me, Mr. P-Head, here to party. So what are we gonna do?
Oh, nothing. Just turn you into mashed potatoes, bitch.
Chop it.
Guys, I got the ear. How's your look?
It doesn't look too bad.
Looks like our job here is done. I'm going home and taking Mr. P with me.
Well, why are you taking him?
Because he doesn't have 10 holes for no reason, dude.
Well, look, your face actually looks pretty good with the ear. Like, you couldn't even tell. Like, look over here.
Really, Junior?
Oh, yeah, you can't even tell that's a fake ear.
Hey, Marvin, have you seen my other hoop earring? You know, the one that I wear all the time and it looks just like this?
Wait, you're missing an earring?
Yeah.
And didn't Jeffy want his ears pierced?
Yeah.
Jeffy! I think your dad's calling you.
Oh, I'm coming, Daddy.
Jeffy, get in here.
You summoned me, Father?
Have you seen your mom's missing earring?
Is it a big gold hoop?
Yes.
That looks like that one?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
What? Yes, you have, Jeffy.
No, I haven't.
You know what I think?
Oh.
I think you pierced your ear and you wanted to put an earring in it, so you took one of your mom's earrings.
Bingo.
So I'm right?
No, I was singing Bingo was his name-o and Bingo was his name-o.
Jeffy, can I please have my earring back?
I'll have it.
Yes, you do, Jeffy, and you're grounded till you give it back.
I'm sorry. Could you say that again in my bad ear?
Why, you have a Mr. Potato Head ear on your head?
I don't have a Mr. Potato Head ear on my head.
Yeah, remove it, Jeffy.
Ow! Hey, no hitting. Ow! Hey! I said no hitting.
Ah! Jeffy, you're missing your ear.
Yeah, because someone ate it.
What? No one ate your ear, Jeffy.
Danny, I know how this sounds, and for the first time in my life, I'm not lying. Someone ate my ear.
Then who ate it?
I don't know his name, but it was some bald guy wearing money slippers.
That's a lie, Jeffy.
Marvin, what if he's telling the truth?
There's no way Jeffy's telling the truth. If Jeffy's telling the truth, I'll write, I like big fat wiener on my forehead.
Is anyone missing an ear? I just threw it up. I must have accidentally ate it.
Big fat wiener. That's what you said you'd write.
Can we get the ear, please?
Here.
Well, let's call a doctor so we get your ear put back on.
Not until you write it. Big fat wiener.
I will write it, but I think we should call a doctor to get your ear put back on.
Marvin, you said you'd write it.
And I am gonna write it, but I think we should worry about his ear. Stop that. I will write it later, okay? We gotta call a doctor.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Hey there, is somebody calling a doctor?
Wait, what happened to the other guy?
Oh, you mean Brooklyn guy? Oh, he's sick, but luckily he keeps his door locked, so I can just go in there and steal his outfits. So, what's your problem? What, she need a mammogram? I bet I could squeeze her in.
Oh, no, she does not need that.
Oh, she needs a pap smear. I'm real good at smearing pap.
No, are you good at surgery?
I've been inside a few hot babes in my day.
Oh, no, are you good at surgery?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it surgery, but I have rearranged a girl's guts before.
No, my son is missing his ear.
I'm the doctor here. Let me take a look. Your son is missing his ear.
Yeah, we're wondering if you can do surgery and reattach it.
Oh, well, which one is his real ear, though?
It's this one right here.
Okay, well, I guess I can help your son with his ear if your wife helps me with my ear. Rexon.
What? But, look, can you please put his ear back on his head?
Well, I guess. Let's go into surgery.
Marvin, how do you think the surgery's going?
Well, the surgery was a success.
Danny, it looks like I got a big fat ball sack on my face.
Well, you put his ear on sideways.
Hey, no refunds. And now that I've held up mine in the bargain, it's time for your wife to hold up hers. Will she be able to dethrone the stroke goat from the bowling alley? We'll find out. But if I have to take you home afterwards, I'm going to need some gas money, or else I'm not doing it.
All right, you need to get out of here. So, Jeffy, can you hear?
What?
Oh, no, he can't hear out of his ear.
Oh, no, I can hear. I just wasn't paying attention.
Well, at least you have your ear back and everything can go back to normal.
All right, Daddy. Time to write it.
Write what?
I like big fat wiener right on your forehead. Time to write it.
I don't have to write it because you got your ear back.
No, you have to write it. You said you'd write it.
Marvin, it was a deal.
Hell yeah.
How long do I have to keep it on my head?
Forever. And if it ever washes off, you got to write it again because that's how wrong you were.
Let her go, or suffer the consequences.
Baby! Thank God you're here! You're so brave and so sexy!
Wait! Who is he with that gorgeous hair? I shampoo and condition.
So sexy!
Oh, the hair! It's my only weakness! Are you ready to die? Oh, he can fly too! Of course I can. I'm Super Hair Man. Super Hair Man. Hair. Oh, it's too much!
Ah!
I got you, baby, I got you! Baby, I saved you!
Thank you so much for saving me!
Oh, hey, watch the hair!
Oh, man, it was just a dream. I wish my life was like that dream. A full head of hair. Can you imagine me being a sexy beast? Oh, my life is so sad. Huh? Who's at the door? Oh, they probably woke me up from my dream. Hello?
Hey, you want to see my pencil?
Wait, your pencil? Wait, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, my name is Jeffy. See, it says it on my shirt. Jeffy.
What, Jeffy? What's this note say?
Oh, it says I'm a good boy.
Please babysit. Sorry, wait, I'm not a babysitter. What are you doing here?
Oh, my mom dropped me off, and she said that my name is Jeffy, and now I'm a good boy.
Well, your mom needs to pick you back up because I'm not a babysitter, so where's she at? Where'd she go?
Oh, she drove off.
Well, she drove off? Wait, how am I supposed to take you back to her? Look, how about this? How about this?
You want to see my pencil?
You've already showed me that.
See, it can go on my nose. Look.
Wait, don't do that.
Why?
Because you're going to hurt yourself.
Why?
Because pencils aren't supposed to go in noses.
Why?
Because it hurts.
Why?
Stop saying why.
Why?
Ah! No, don't start shouting.
You want to see me draw a pretty picture?
No, no pretty picture.
I'm drawing on your wall. It's a pretty picture.
Yes,
I'm
just stop it.
Why?
What if I came to your house and drew a pretty picture on your wall?
Go for it.
No, go for it.
Yes, go for it.
Stop it. Hey, what? What was that? What are you doing? No, look. How about you come inside and I give you some gummies?
Gummies?
Yeah, gummies.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Let's find your mom.
Oh, God. Why is this my life? Why did he show up at my door? All the houses in the neighborhood, and he chose mine.
Okay, look. I'm going to give him the gummies, and I'm going to call Rose for help. Hey, Jeffy, I got your gummies.
Why?
Because I said I'd get you gummies.
Feed me. I'm a giraffe.
Wait, no, you're not a giraffe.
Gummy right here.
Yeah, gummy does go right there, but you can put the gummy there.
You done.
No. Wait, why are you wearing a diaper?
In case I poop my pants.
But the diaper's on the outside of your pants.
Yeah, so it won't get dirty.
But then your pants will get dirty. Okay, look, here's a whole box of gummies. You can just eat these and have wait, what are you doing? Stop it!
I'm trying to put a pencil in my nose.
And I said stop it, the pencil does not go in your nose.
Why?
Because pencils aren't meant for noses.
Then why does my nose have holes in it?
To breathe.
Does your nose have holes in it?
Yes, every nose has a hole in it.
Then a pencil goes in.
No, just because a pencil will fit in it doesn't mean it should go in it. So look.
Open your nose.
No, open the nose.
Yes, open your nose.
Look, just eat your gummies, okay?
You want to see my pencil?
I've seen it. You show it to me every 5 seconds. You can just eat the gummies, and I'll be right back. Come on, answer the phone, answer the phone. Why do you have a phone if you don't answer it?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, look, I have a huge problem.
Baby, I know you're bald, but we talked about it. You can get the hair implant.
I don't want the hair implant. That's not the problem.
Well, what other problems do you have other than being bald, Marvin?
Marvin?
That's your name now.
Oh, we couldn't think of a better name than Marvin?
Just go with it.
Okay, look. A kid showed up at my door.
Ooh, was he selling cookies?
I wish he was selling cookies. I think his mom abandoned him.
What?
Yeah, so I need you to come over right now, okay?
Okay, I'm coming right now, Marvin.
Oh, Marvin. Don't worry, Jeffy. Help is on the way. What? Jeffy, why'd you put that pencil on your nose?
What? What'd you say?
Why'd you put that pencil on your nose? I told you not to do it.
I can't hear you.
Get the gummies out of your ears.
Where'd my pencil go?
Try checking up your nose.
Oh.
Hold on, just stay right here. Rose is at the door. Just stay right here. Oh, thank God you're here, baby. This kid literally shoved a pencil up his nose.
What? Why would you let him do that?
I didn't let him do it. I told him not to do it, and he did it anyway.
Well, I brought him a coloring book and some crayons. I thought he might like that.
Well, you know what he's going to do with those crayons? He's going to shove them up his nose, because he thinks that his nose has holes in it. That stuff's supposed to go up there.
Oh, Marvin, he's not going to do that.
Well, just come inside.
Okay.
All right, baby, he's in here. But don't get too close to him. I don't know what he might do to you.
What's wrong, Marvin?
He was right here. He's not here. Oh, no. He's loose in the house.
It's going to be okay.
No, it's not okay. You know, he's crazy. He put these gummies in his ears. He has a pencil on his nose.
That's not sanitary.
It's not sanitary. He's insane. He might destroy the house. We have to look for him. Okay, he has a blue helmet on, a yellow shirt that says Jeffy on it. You look that way. I'll look this way.
Okay.
Jeffy, where are you? I want to see your pencil. Oh, God. What if he starts a fire?
Marvin, I think I found him.
Well, you did? Don't get near him. All right, baby. Where is he?
Hey, I'm a mummy.
You're not a mummy, Jeffy. Why are you making a mess with the toilet paper?
Because I had to go poop-poop.
Well, did you go poop-poop?
Yeah, and the good news is I'm wearing a diaper, so we're all good there.
Well, that's good.
No, it's not good, because the diaper's on the outside of his pants.
What?
So now your pants are all full of poop.
Well, at least the diaper's still clean.
But your pants are dirty.
Bingo. So who's gonna wipe me?
Hey, can you wipe him?
Absolutely not.
It's starting to itch.
It's starting to itch.
Mm-mm.
It's starting to run up my back.
It's starting to rub his back.
I will not.
Please wipe me.
Okay, look. I will deal with him. Can you just please go try to call the cops and file a missing person report or file a found person report? Just get rid of him, okay?
Okay, Marvin.
Oh, where'd my pencil go?
Kill me. Somebody kill me. All right, Jeffy, we got you all cleaned up, and now you can finish eating your gummies.
But my diaper's still clean.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants and not your diaper.
And my pants are dirty.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants. Jeffy, stop it. Stop doing that. Why are you doing that? Stop it.
Marvin.
What?
The cops are on their way.
They are? Thank God, we're saved. Because Jeffy's being really weird right now. Look what he's doing. He keeps smacking his diaper, and he's making that weird face, and he won't answer me. Look, Jeffy. Jeffy, stop it. Jeffy, stop doing that right now. Jeffy, please. Jeffy, how could you? Jeffy, there's a lady right here. You're going to do it in front of a lady? Jeffy, stop it. Please stop it.
Oh, grab the coloring book.
Okay.
Maybe that'll distract him. Hey, Jeffy, look at the coloring book.
Coloring book?
Yeah, it's a coloring book. Have you ever colored one before?
No.
Grab a crayon.
Okay.
Okay, so the pages in this book, you color them with a crayon.
I want the crayon for my nose.
Well, no, you're not going to put that in your nose.
But my nose has an extra hole in it. Gimme.
That's not what the holes are for. You use those for breathing. You're not going to put a crayon in your nose.
Well, I want the crayon for my nose. Gimme have it.
You're not putting it in your nose.
I want it for my nose.
Okay, we're not going to give it to you if you're going to put it in your nose.
Okay, fine. I won't put it in my nose.
You promise you're not going to put that in your nose?
Yes, I promise.
Okay, give it to him. But you better not put that in your nose. You better not put that in your nose. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Oh!
No more crayon for you, bad boy!
You said Jimmy's a bad boy!
What's happening?
I don't know!
What are you doing? Stop! Stop it! Say some good things!
Jeffy, you're a good boy!
Yeah!
You say I'm a good boy?
Yeah.
I'm a good boy right here!
You're a good boy, yes, you're a good boy! Oh, dude, this is insane. He's crazy. Oh, the cops are at the door. Okay, keep an eye on them, and I'm gonna go answer the door. Yay, the cops are here. Hello.
Hey there, call the cops?
Yes, please kill me.
Whoa, do I gotta take you to a padded room? Huh? Huh, you little psycho? A padded room? How's that sound?
No, I need your help. Come inside, please.
Okay.
All right, officer, the problem's in here.
Ugh, a blonde. Tell me about it. They're nothing but trouble.
What? No, not her. Him.
Look, I found my pencil.
Well, I'm glad you found your pencil, Jeffy. Wait. Why is there a crayon in your nose? Rose, why is there a crayon in his nose?
I'm sorry. I tried to stop him. He was just so persistent.
Why is there a crayon in his nose?
He likes to put things in his nose.
Wait, where'd my crayon go? Has anyone seen my crayon? It's yellow.
Look, officer, look, this is what happened. Look, I was laying on the couch, living the dream, and out of nowhere I get a knock on the door, and this person shows up at my door, and he says his mom dropped him off and abandoned him. So get rid of him, please.
Well, hold on. Let me just ask him a few questions first. Hey there, Jeffy. I see on your shirt it says your name's Jeffy. So what's your last name?
Jeffy.
Your last name is Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy. Okay.
Jeffy.
Yeah, all right. So can I get an address? Where do you live, Jeffy?
Jeffy.
You live on Jeffy. So, like, can I get a house number or something?
Seven.
Seven Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy, and you live on 7 Jeffy.
7 Jeffy Street.
This is going nowhere.
I know, he's so dumb, and he doesn't answer me. He just does dumb stuff all the time. So can you please just get rid of him, because I...
What's he doing with it?
And then he does that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Stop him from doing that.
No, I mean, look, he's having a blast. He's clearly enjoying himself.
I know, but he's doing that in front of a lady. He needs to stop doing that.
I mean, knock yourself out, you know?
Oh, look, what happens when you call him a bad boy? Jeffy, you're a bad boy.
You said Jeffy's a bad boy.
You're a good boy. Yes, he's a lunatic, so get him out of my life now.
Well, see, the problem is you find yourself in kind of a weird situation because, there's that finders keeper losers weepers law.
What?
Yeah, so, if you find a kid, you're going to have to take care of him until you can find his parents.
What?
That's the law, so.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, there's nothing else they can do.
No, finders keepers losers weepers! I don't want him! I have to be dreaming. I'm in a nightmare! No, wake up! Please wake up! It was just a dream! It was just a really bad, sucky dream! Oh, thank God. That would suck if that was real. Huh? Who's that? Hello?
Hey, you wanna see my pencil? You wanna see it?
Dinner?
I don't know, Jeffy. Probably green beans or something healthy.
Flag on your play.
Flag on the play? This isn't football.
Picking something nasty for dinner? Automatic pizza party.
We're not having a pizza party, Jeffy.
Unnecessary yelling. Automatic. Don't have to go to school tomorrow.
Oh, you have to go to school tomorrow. Do not blow that whistle.
Unnecessary roughness. Automatic. Get to go to Disney World.
We're not going to Disney World, Jeffy.
What?
There's someone at the door. Take that whistle away from him.
Okay.
Jeffy!
Hello?
Hey.
What, Goodman, what's wrong with you? What happened? Why do you look like that?
Well, I decided to count all my money, so I withdrew $100 million in pennies. And I started counting it all, and I was staying awake for 2 months straight, and so to help keep me awake, I decided to hire 100 women. And what they did was, they just walked around in circles as I was counting the money, and I gave them spankings to help keep me awake. So I was like, $1, $2, $3, spankings. And so I wasn't getting any sleep, and so I decided to come here to see if I could stay with you.
Wait, why would you want to sleep here? Why don't you just sleep at your mansion?
Because if I stay in my house, then I'm going to want to keep counting my money, and then the girls are going to keep wanting spankings.
Okay.
So I need to stay here. And I'll pay you $100,000 if I can stay here.
Yes, you can stay here for $100,000. Yes, whatever you want.
Well, hold on, because the only thing I got to say about that is if I stay here, there can't be any noise at all. No banging, no clacking, no cracking, no whistles, no yelling, nothing, not a single sound. Because if one thing wakes me up, no $100,000 for you.
No whistles.
That going to be a problem?
No. Just give me about 30 seconds and there'll be no noise.
I don't have 30 seconds. I'm tired now. And I'm ready for bed.
Okay. Go lay on the couch. Go lay on the couch. I want that $100,000. There won't be any noise, I promise. All right, buddy. Just lay right there and I promise there won't be any noise.
Okay. What's that?
Nothing. I promise there won't be any noise. I want that $100,000. I'm going to go stop that noise right now. Hold on.
Okay.
I said take that whistle from him! Was that so hard?
I was trying to be nice!
Oh, look, guys, I need you guys to be quiet, because look, Goodman is downstairs, and he's really tired, and he says if he can sleep here, and no one makes any noise, he'll give me
$100,000. $100,000?
I need you to be quiet. Jerry, I need you to be quiet! Give me that stupid whistle.
Marvin, what happened?
Uh-oh. He swallowed the whistle.
What?
Jeff, he swallowed the whistle.
Jeff, he swallowed the whistle.
Be quiet, please. I need you guys to be quiet. I need you guys. It's $100,000 downstairs. Please. No. Stop. Jeff, please. No. Stop.
Jeff, we need to go.
No. Hey, please, guys, shut up. It's $100,000. Let's go outside and talk. Let's go outside. Let's just go outside.
But it's cold outside.
I don't care. Jeff, shh. Everyone, shh. Jeff, let's go outside. Yes. Please. Just close your mouth. Close it. Please. Oh, Jeffy, if you go outside, I'll get you a Happy Meal. No, Happy Meal. No, stop it. Be quiet. Close your mouth. Okay, is he still sleeping? Okay, good. Outside. All right, Jeffy, you can make as much noise as you want because we're outside. Just make noise over there.
Marvin, you have to call a doctor.
Why?
Because he swallowed a whistle.
Oh, he'll digest it and poop it out.
A whistle?
Look, I don't want to call a doctor, because then the doctor's going to want to come inside and make noise, and I don't want to wake up Goodman because I want $100,000.
Well, then what are we supposed to do out here?
Go camping. You love outside, right?
Camping? It looks like it's about to rain.
Well, get a tent.
Where?
Make one out of leaves and grass.
Marvin!
Ooh, Jeffy wants a Happy Meal. Hey, Jeffy, you want a Happy Meal? Ooh, take Jeffy to McDonald's.
Okay, can I take the car then?
No. If you take the car, it'll start and make a loud noise and might wake up Goodman.
Then how am I supposed to get there with Jeffy?
Walk. You don't even have shoes on, so walk with your dirty feet.
I am not walking all the way to McDonald's.
Well, you're not going inside because you're going to make noise, so you guys are going to stay out here, okay?
Marvin!
Okay, good. He's still sleeping. Okay, so Jeffy's outside. He can't make any more noise. I still get that $100,000. No, it's Goodman's like, why is the fire alarm going off?
It's a fire! Oh my god, what did I do?
Jeffy, why is there a fire?
I was cooking beans, I was trying to cook dinner. Look, I don't know what happened.
Put out the fire, put it out!
I'm trying to, what the...
Why did you do that begin with? Now the fire alarm's going off, you might have cost me $100,000.
Wait, $100,000?
Yes, stop making fires!
I'm trying to cook!
Okay, he's still sleeping. I don't know how that fire alarm didn't wake him up. The doorbell, who's that? Will you stop with the doorbell?
Oh, sorry, I just really love the sound of doorbells, you know? I like how they go, bing bong!
Oh, please be quiet!
Oh, dude, you should get one of those that's like, da 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 da, ba da da da.
Be quiet, please.
You know, you heard those?
Yeah, I've heard them. Please just be quiet.
Why? Fire can't hear you.
What are you doing here?
Well, your fire alarm went off, so I'm here to search your house for fires.
Oh, no, look, there was a fire, and I put it out.
Are you sure? Because fires can be pretty sneaky.
I'm sure, Victor. Can you please just be quiet? Like, there's a guy sleeping in there, and he can't wake up.
But he's sleeping in there? Well, he could have died in the fire. I'm surprised he didn't wake up when the fire alarm went off.
He's just really tired. Look, there's no fire. You can leave.
Wait, you know, I think I know what happened. I think maybe your fire alarm isn't working right. Maybe that's why he didn't wake up.
No, it works.
I'm going to have to drill into the ceiling and rip that out. That's going to cause a whole bunch of noise.
No, look. I will let you come inside and look for fires as long as you just be really, really quiet, okay? Don't make any noise.
Okay, whatever.
All right, look for your stupid fire and then get out.
Where are you, fire?
No. Why would there be a fire under the blanket?
Well, let's check under here.
No, don't touch him. Why would there be a fire under him?
Fire's pretty sneaky. It can creep up on you.
What's that noise?
Well, hold on. That's my phone.
The quiet. Turn it off.
That's my wife.
Well, your wife.
Well, you don't believe me? I'll put it on speaker.
Hang up.
Hey, Karen.
Oh, Blaney, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Blaney, I have a very important question to ask you.
Please hang up.
What is it, Karen?
Blaney, what would you like for dinner? Corn?
Hang up!
I can't hear her. Now I gotta have her repeat it.
No.
Karen, what'd you say? I didn't
hang
catch
up.
That.
What do you want for dinner? Corn dogs or toast and strudel?
Well, Karen, I want the one that's actually dinner.
Hang up, please. Hang up!
Hey, you just hung up on my wife. That was rude. Call your wife. Let me hang up on her.
You're making a lot of noise. I can't have him waking up. Go back to sleep. Go. Wouldn't a fire be in the kitchen?
Hey, yeah, that's really good thinking. You know, you should be a firefighter.
I'll look into it. Look, let's go in the kitchen and away from him. And be quiet.
All right,
look, there's no fire. You can leave.
Are you sure? Because fire's pretty sneaky. It can get inside your walls and lay eggs like termites.
It's fire!
Yeah, that's what fire does.
Look, there's no fire, so leave.
Are you sure? Are you sure there's not a fire right behind this door?
There isn't.
Oh, yeah? Get your fire!
How's there a fire in there?
Yeah, judging by the size, I think that was an adult. It's been in there for a few months.
Well, do something about it!
I'm gonna go fight that fire.
What, fight it?
Yeah, I'm a firefighter. We fight fire with our fists.
What?
All right, now you stay here. I'll call you if I need to tag you in. What? All right, fire! Here I come!
Oh, no, get a knife! Can you do it quietly? A little bit more quiet.
Oh, I got him.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I got him. Fire's taken care of.
What happened to your eye?
Oh, he got one good hit on me. I'll give him that. He put up a good fight. But who's still standing, huh? Me, not him.
Please be quiet.
I'm an undefeated firefighter, 51-0. I challenge any other fire out there to come at me, huh? Anybody?
Please be quiet.
I think so.
Well, you made a lot of noise in there.
Oh, yeah? Well, you try fighting a fire with your bare hands and see how loud it is. That's harder than UFC.
Oh, okay, look. The fire's gone. You can leave now.
All right. I'm going to go home and eat toaster strudel. I'm going to ring your doorbell a couple times on the way out.
Wait a minute. Please stop. How is he still asleep? I'm not even going to question it. I still get my $100,000.
What is this, baby? What is this?
Who's that?
It's burned. What, were you having a weenie roast?
No, I was just cooking regular food and it caught on fire. I'm so sorry, but I could have died.
Well, it's too bad you didn't, because now you have to bear the shame of making this poison.
Look, give me another chance, please.
Guys, you guys are being really loud. Can you please just leave? There's someone sleeping in there.
Who is this baldy? What is he, Chef Boyardee?
Oh, guys, there's some wild beef Wellington outside.
Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta go outside. I see it.
I need to check this out.
All right, where is it so I can yell about how badly it's prepared?
Yeah, I want to see.
You guys are going to stay out there because you keep making too much noise.
Well, I did.
Oh, they're so loud. Oh, thank God, he's still sleeping. Okay, no more noise at night. There should be nothing else that'll make noise. Okay, thank God. Achoo!
I'm pissed.
What? No. Go back to sleep.
That was literally the loudest sneeze I've ever heard in my entire life.
No. I'm
going home.
No, please, that's the money! No, come on! That woke you up! Oh, come on!
So, did you get your $100,000, Marvin?
No, I sneezed. Jeffy, what, did you just poop out the whistle?
Let me check.
Ew! Jeffy, don't put that in your mouth! That was up your butt!
Oh, no!
is show and tell. So bring your favorite thing to crafts tomorrow so you can show the crafts and tell them about it. Get it? Because that's why it's called show and tell.
Show and tell? Oh my god, I have so much cool stuff I can bring.
Ooh, guys, I'm gonna bring roadkill. So tell me, guys, what dead animal do you want to see?
Me and Ken are gonna bring the coolest thing ever that I bet nobody else has.
Well, Penelope, what are you gonna bring?
I'm gonna bring something close to my heart.
Guys, she's gonna show us her boobs.
What?
Yeah, it's close to your heart. Your heart's right here, and then your boobs are outside your heart.
Shut up, Junior.
Or she's gonna show us her rib cage.
Yes, Joseph, that would be close to her heart.
I knew it!
What should I bring for show and tell tomorrow?
You should bring a microscope so everyone can see your little tiny brain, dummy.
Well, you should bring a microscope to show everyone your tiny wiener!
I bet whatever you bring tomorrow is going to be stupid.
I'll have you know that I have a cat piano that makes cat noises.
No, you don't. That's impossible.
Well, I do have one, and you'll see it tomorrow because that's what I'm going to bring it.
Well, if you don't bring it, you're a loser.
Well, I'm going to bring it, so I'm not. A loser.
Yeah, right. I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh, man. I can't wait to pour a tall glass of soda. Oh, yeah. It's going to look so good. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Marvin!
Oh, that one! Look what you did!
Oh, I didn't do that!
You startled me!
Marvin, his toy's ruined! Jeffy's going to be mad!
Look, he shouldn't be leaving his toys in the kitchen. It's not ruined. Just grab some napkins so we can clean it up.
Okay. All right, Marvin, it's all clean.
It looks good as new. Jeffy won't notice that you poured soda on it.
I didn't pour soda on it. You did.
Baby, if you wouldn't have scared me, I wouldn't have dropped it, so it's your fault.
That's not my fault.
All right, Dad, I need my cat piano.
Here it is, Jeffy.
All right, sweet.
How was school, Jeffy?
What?
What's wrong, Jeffy?
My kitty cat piano is not making kitty cat noises.
Oh, well, maybe it's not on.
Nope, it's on.
Oh, well, maybe the batteries are dead.
No, I changed them last night.
But maybe she poured soda on it.
I didn't pour soda on it, you did!
Well, if you wouldn't have scared me, I wouldn't have dropped the soda on it.
Wait, you spilled soda on my cat piano?
Oh, it was her. Jeffy, just stop crying. Look, you don't even need this dumb toy anyway.
No, I need it for tomorrow at school.
Well, why do you need it at school? You can't take this to school.
Because tomorrow is show and tell, and there's this kid that doesn't believe me that my cat piano can make kitty cat noises.
Well, Jeffy, don't take this to show and tell. You'll get bullied if you take this. Take a different toy.
No, I have to take this one, and it's not making kitty cat noises.
Okay, look, we will call a repairman to get it fixed. Baby, call a repairman.
Me?
Just call him.
Fine.
Look, Jeffy, everything's gonna be fine. Maybe there's just something stuck in the keys or something like that.
Yeah, probably soda is stuck in the keys.
Look, that's the repairman right now. She's answering the door.
Good.
Hello?
Hey there, you call a repairman?
Yes, I need your help.
What do you need help with?
My cat got wet and now it won't meow.
Your cat got wet?
Yeah.
Wait, aren't you married?
Yes, but my husband can't help me fix it. That's why I called you.
I can help, but yeah, so how do you want to do this? Like, do you want to get stuck in the dryer and I try to help you out?
No, come upstairs, we can fix it on the couch.
Oh, okay, even better. God, thank you. How did I get so lucky?
Come in here, and here!
You're gonna want to put some towels down, because it's gonna be like a Diet Coke with Mentos and... I gotta stop jumping to conclusions.
Why are you naked?
Yeah, why are you naked?
I thought you were talking about something else.
I was talking about the cat piano.
Well, I can see that now.
Wait, why are you naked?
Because it's hot in here. You know what? That's why. So turn on your AC. I had to take my clothes off. Now let's just get this over with. I'm not in the mood.
Okay, well look. This is my son's cat piano, and I spilt soda on it, so it doesn't work.
Oh, that's why you said your cat was wet. Okay, I get it now.
Well, can you fix it?
Well... What's it supposed to do?
When you press the key, it's supposed to meow.
Well, it's not doing that, so you fried it.
What? I fried it?
Yeah, you're gonna have to get another one.
I don't want another one! I want this one!
Is that how we act here? Like five-year-olds?
Oh, is there any way you can fix this one?
No, it's done. Get another one.
Oh, okay. Look, I'll pay you $100 if you can fix it.
Okay, I have an idea. Hold on.
What's taking them so long?
Hey, Marvin, press one of the keys!
What?
Press one of the keys!
Okay.
See, it's fixed. Tell your son it's fixed.
Jeffy, your piano's fixed.
Really? Give me see. It doesn't sound right.
He doesn't sound right.
What do you mean it doesn't... Ow! This little shit bit me.
What happened?
Well, I found a cat and I was squeezing him every time you pressed a key.
Well, that's not fixing it. He has to take it to school for show and tell. He can't squeeze a cat show and tell.
Okay, look, man. I got blue balls, a cat just bit me, and I can't fix your piano, okay? It's not gonna happen. Just buy another one.
What? No, at least can I have that $100 back?
No.
I need my cat piano for show and tell tomorrow.
Oh, we're gonna fix it.
Marvin, I
think we need to buy a new one.
Okay, you go to the store and buy a new one, and I'm going to just throw this one away, and then when the new one comes, we'll just say it's his old one.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, I'm going to go to the kitchen and fix this, so just stay right here. Don't follow me.
Okay.
Okay, Marvin, I got the cat piano.
Baby, what is this?
It was the best one I could find.
It's really small. He's going to be able to tell us about the original.
Maybe he won't notice.
Hey, Jeffy. We fixed your cat piano.
What the hell is this?
It's your cat piano. Look, it meows. See?
This is dumb. It's too small. I want the big one.
Hey, Jeffy, sometimes it's not about size. It's how you use it. Right, baby?
Yeah, some people say that, but I kind of like the big ones.
Yeah, I like the big one, too. So I want the big cat piano back.
Oh, well, Jeffy, look, there isn't a bigger one, right?
Well, there's actually a bigger one at the store.
Then why didn't you buy that one?
Because it's really big.
Well, then go get that one.
Okay.
April Fool's, Jeffy. This was just a prank.
But it's November.
I know. Isn't that just crazy?
All right, Marvin. How about this one?
Baby, this is huge.
I told you that.
Daddy, I think I like this one more.
What? No. No. Okay, guys. How about we just throw this one away because it's really loud. Guys, stop it. Wait, look. How about we throw this away and I'll go find the original one.
Marvin, they're all sold out.
No, I will find it somewhere. All right, so look, just throw this away and I'll be right back. I can't find that cat piano anywhere. I looked online, I looked in the store, I just can't find it. God, I'd give my soul for a cat piano.
Wait!
The devil?
So,
God?
God, what are you doing here? I was here first.
Oh, whatever, Lucifer.
Hey, don't tell me that. It is Craig now.
Craig, what a dumb name. Anyway, who are you going to pick? And remember, if you don't pick me, I'm going to burn you.
What a nice guy, right?
Don't listen to him. He's just salty because I kicked him out of heaven. He was double-dipping in the cheese dip at my friend's quinceañera.
Everybody was double-dipping.
Well, you're the only one I saw doing it.
Okay, so who are you picking?
I think I'm gonna go with God.
Oh, come on, he wins everything!
Yeah, that's right, get to stepping, ho.
I'm out of here.
Alright, so what do you need?
Okay, well, I broke my son's cat piano, and I was wondering if you could make a new one.
Cat piano. Yeah, I can do that. Just describe it so I can make it.
Okay, so it's like an orange cat, and it's like a piano, it makes cat noises.
Wait, so is its body the piano?
But no, it's like the cat's face, and like the teeth are like the piano keys.
Man, that's weird. You're freaking me out.
Oh, can you just try to make it?
I think I can. Hold on. Is that it?
Wait, that is it. It is perfect.
Yep, it is. All right, I'm going to take off. I got a quinceañera to go to. Excuse me.
Oh, my God. It's perfect. All right, Jeffy, I fixed your cat piano.
Meow, 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 meow. Oh, you fixed it, Natty.
How did you do that, Marvin?
Let's just say I got a little help from God.
Yes, God.
All right, Jeffy, take it to your show and tell tomorrow.
Oh, I sure will, Daddy. I'm going to show that boy that he's wrong.
All right, Crass, today is show and tell. So I'm going to call you up one by one, and you're going to come up to the board and show the Crass what you brought. Cody, you first.
What, me first? Hold on. Get in your suit, Ken. Okay, we're ready. Okay, guys, so for my show and tell, I brought these Coke bottles.
That's lame.
Loser.
Guys, let him finish.
Thank you, Penelope. Now, these look like normal Coke bottles, but if you turn them around, they have me and Ken's name on the back.
Never mind, that's lame. Loser!
Wow, the best you can do is a Coke bottle, dude? I'm homeless and I'm gonna do better than you.
Yeah, loser!
Ken's a Power Ranger. He's the red one. You see that? That's cool, right? He was in all the shows.
What if you just went to the store and bought a Power Rangers action figure and you're trying to say it's Ken?
No, this is really Ken. He's a real Power Ranger.
Dude, I just found Ken in your desk. That's totally not Ken.
Shut him right up, Ken.
Hey, dude, no throwing.
Yeah!
All right, Cody, go back to your desk. Joseph, you're next.
Yeah, Joseph. Let's see what you bring.
I'm about to knock this out of the park. This is how you do a real show and tell, Cody.
All right, guys. This is Tommy. He's a dead squirrel. I found him on the side of the road. He got hit by a car. No, wait. A truck. A Toyota? No. Oh, yeah. It was a Ford. Going 45 miles per hour. Oh, he was drunk, guys.
Thank you, Joseph.
I mean, you can pet him if you want. I mean, he might bite you. He has rabies.
After a crash, you can pass him around and everyone can pet him. Go back to your desk. All right, Junior, you're next.
Thank you, Clash. Ha! Beat that, guys.
Joseph, anybody can grab a dead animal out of the road.
But can you tell the make and model and the speed and the sobriety of the driver through the taste of his blood?
No.
I didn't think so.
Let me go grab my show and tell person. All right, guys, what if I told you that a whale a pig, and a cow. Had a threesome, and had a baby.
Junior, is that my mom?
Shut up, Cody, I'm presenting. I present to you, the amazing talking whale pig cow.
Hey, everybody. Mom! Oh, hey, Cody. What am I doing in your classroom?
Ta-da! I heard that this magnificent creature can eat 5 times his body weight in food.
It's true. Catch me at the Golden Corral Buffet on Tuesdays. I'm an animal.
Thank you, Junior. Go back to your seat. All right, Penelope, you're next.
Oh, my gosh, he's going to show us a tits.
Mom, I can't believe you'd embarrass yourself and me like that. Oh, Cody, you know your mommy loves attention.
Yes, I'm still winning.
Yay, it's my turn.
I'll take your shirt off. Take it off.
Shut up, Junior.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, guys, for show and tell, I brought my baby blanket. I've had it ever since I was a baby.
So you got it today?
Shut up, Junior.
Take your shirt off.
I'm not doing that. This is what I brought for show and tell.
Boo!
I think hers is even worse than mine, right, guys? Come on, let's boo her.
Boo! Boo!
All right, Penelope, take your baby blanket and go away. All right, Bori, you're next.
I bet you brought something lame.
Oh, yeah? It's hammer time.
Hey, guys, this is my attitude hammer. I use it to smash things in my bedroom while I listen to Slayer whenever I don't understand things. Like whenever my mom heats up my kids' cuisine and the brownie's molten hot but the chicken nuggets are ice cold.
Thank you, Bori. Now go back to your desk. Patrick, you're next.
Okay, I'm ready. Hey, everybody. For my show and tell, I drank both bottles of Cody's Coke.
You what?
And now I'm going to do the biggest burp ever.
Thank you, Patrick. You can go back to your desk.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you're next.
Yes, it's finally my turn.
Yeah, let's see this piano that makes cat noises, if it even exists.
Okay, watch this. All right, guys, for show and tell, I brought my cat piano. It makes cat noises. And I even wrote a song. This is my show and tell project. This is my show and tell project.
Very cool, Jeffy. Now go back to your desk.
All right, what do you think about that?
A piano that makes cat noises? I don't understand it.
What are you doing? Stop, 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 stop! What are you doing? Why would you break my cat piano?
That thing is haunted. There's like 1,000 cat souls inside it. That's how it makes the noise.
I'm gonna beat you up!
So, Marvin, how do you think Jeffy's show and tell went?
I'm sure it went fine.
It went bad! Look at this, Daddy!
What? You broke your cat piano?
I didn't break it! Old Bob the Builder ass decided to lodge his hammer in my cat piano! What? So I beat him up!
Jeffy! You beat up a classmate?
I sure did, because he broke my cat piano! So please fix it, Daddy!
Well, Jeffy, I don't think I can get you another one.
I need a new cat piano!
I'll call the repairman.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I heard you needed something fixed.
Yeah, my cat got smashed.
Well, I got one for you. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
What?
Hey, Dad, can I have some chocolate milk?
I'll make you some later, Jeffy, not right now.
But I can pour it all by myself.
No, you can't. You're going to spill it and make a big mess.
But Marvin, I've been teaching him to pour his own chocolate milk. He can do it without spilling any.
No, he can't. He's going to make a huge mess.
Daddy, I promise I won't spill a single ounce of chocolate milk anywhere but in your cup.
I just don't believe you.
Marvin, trust him.
Yeah, Daddy. Trust me.
I just don't.
Marvin, just let him try.
Okay, fine, Jeffy. You can pour your own chocolate milk. But I swear, if you spill any of it on the floor, you're grounded.
All right, Daddy. I'm gonna spill some milk. I'm gonna spill some
milk. No, Jeffy, get back here. No, he's saying I'm gonna spill some milk.
No, Daddy, I said I'm gonna pour some milk. It's that old age, Daddy.
What? No, no, you said spill.
No, I didn't. I said pour. You need to get your ears checked.
Okay.
I'm gonna spill some milk.
He said pour, Marvin.
All right. I'm gonna pour me some chocolate milk just like Mommy taught me. There, I didn't even spill it. Now how am I going to get it upstairs? Oh, I know.
What was that crashing noise?
Maybe it came from the neighbor's house.
No, it came from our kitchen. It's Jeffy.
Yeah, home run. I made it in the sink.
But I was aiming for upstairs, so, oh well.
I told you he was going to spill it.
But we prepped dish.
Jeffy, why'd you spill the chocolate milk?
I didn't spill it.
Then how'd it get all over the floor?
Because I hit it with my bat.
Why would you do that?
Because I was trying to get it upstairs.
Why didn't you just walk it upstairs?
Because my legs don't work.
Jeffy, you made this mess on purpose.
Daddy, if I wanted to make a mess on purpose, this is what I would do.
But don't you dare.
Whoops.
Jeffy! That is it. I'm calling a doctor to find out what's wrong with his head.
I just spilled some milk.
And I just called the doctor to fix what's wrong with your brain.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Oh, yes, doctor. There's something wrong with my son. I need you to fix him.
Yeah, there's a crack in my butt, so I think I need a new one.
But no, he does the opposite of everything I tell him to do.
Oh, yeah, like the things from Cat in the Hat.
Aw, I love that book.
I was talking about the movie. I've never read the book. Too long.
Look, I just want you to help me fix my son, because I told him to pour a glass of chocolate milk without spilling it, and guess what he did?
He spilled the chocolate milk?
No, he hit it with a baseball bat and spilled it everywhere.
Well, wow, yeah, okay, I can see we're dealing with some serious bad boyness.
So how do I fix him?
Well, what do you do when you're mad at him?
I yell at him really loud.
Yeah, and it's really starting to scar me emotionally.
Well, maybe he's just doing this stuff to get attention.
What?
Yeah, you know, some kids get in trouble on purpose because they think it's funny when their parents yell at them. So maybe if you just ignore him, he'll stop being bad.
No, if I ignored him, he'd keep doing the bad stuff.
Well, no, because eventually he'd get bored because no one's paying attention to him.
Huh. I mean, it's hard to ignore him because he makes a lot of loud noises.
Okay, well, I'll just prescribe you these earplugs so you don't have to listen to him. I use them whenever I'm around my wife because she's like, nag, 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 and I'm just sitting there with my earplugs in so I don't have to listen to her, you know, just alone with my thoughts, thinking about all the mistakes I've made, like marrying her.
That sounds like a good idea.
But I wasn't talking to you, book reader. I was talking to him.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
All right, well, let's do it. I guarantee this will make your kids stop being bad.
Okay, baby, let's put some earplugs in and ignore Jeffy.
Okay.
All right, baby, I have the earplugs in my ears.
What?
I have the earplugs in my ears.
I can't hear you. I have earplugs in my ears.
What are you saying?
What?
Huh?
I think I'm just going to ignore Jeffy.
I can't hear what you're saying, but I'm just going to ignore Jeffy.
Daddy, what are those things in your ears? Daddy, what are those things in your ears? Daddy, if you don't answer me, I'm going to call the cops. All right, I'm going to call the cops. Daddy, are you ignoring me? All right, challenge accepted. You guys might not be able to hear me, but you'll definitely be able to feel me. Oh, looks like I'm all out. You guys are really going to stick with this ignore me thing, huh? All right, because I got more silly stuff. I'll be right back.
All right, baby, just keep ignoring them.
What?
All right, Daddy. You still going to keep ignoring me? If you keep ignoring me, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. All right. You asked for it. Wow. You're a trooper, Daddy. You're still going to keep ignoring me after all that? I'm going to have to go get the big guns now.
Marvin, are you okay?
No.
What?
How much longer are we going to ignore him for?
What?
All right, Daddy. I got the big guns. You still going to play this game? All right, Mommy. You want some too? Wow. They keep wanting to play this ignoring me game. Maybe one day they'll learn.
Oh, my head hurts.
What?
I said my head hurts.
What?
Well, take those earplugs out of your ears. I said my head hurts. How much longer should we ignore him for?
I don't know, Marvin, but I think he's starting to get bored now.
I hope so.
All right, Daddy. Prepare to get sniped. All right. Let me aim right at your eye. And boom!
Oh, my God, Marvin!
Oh, wow. What a shot. Right, Mommy? Why are you guys still ignoring me? Stop it! All right, fine. I give up. You guys win.
He gives up.
That doctor was right, Marvin.
Oh, my God.
God, thank God. Yeah, the doctor was right. All we had to do was ignore him and he'd stop. Wee! I'm having so much fun! Wee! W-E-wee.
W-E-wee, yeah.
I don't want anybody to get confused what we're talking about.
Yeah, hey, Junior, it's kind of hot in here. Can you turn on the fan?
Why don't you do it?
Me. M-E, me.
Yeah, you. Go flip the light switch.
No.
Light flick machine.
Light flick machine, yeah.
Yeah. God, they own so many words.
I know.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
My mommy and daddy are ignoring me.
Well, isn't that a good thing? Doesn't that mean you can do whatever you want?
Yeah, if they're ignoring you, they're basically saying they don't care what you do. You can do whatever you want.
I didn't think of it like that. Oh, but since you guys mentioned it, now I want to do the most illegal thing that we can think of. You guys got any ideas?
You could do tax evasion. You can go to federal prison for tax evasion. Yeah, but they have tennis courts and ice cream. Why doesn't everyone just do tax evasion?
I think Jeffy should do something even more illegal. What's the most illegal thing in the entire world? Ooh, you could cook math.
What?
Yeah, that show Breaking Bad, they cooked math.
But they didn't cook math, Junior.
Yeah, they cooked math. Didn't you listen to the show? So, Jeff, you could just cook math, like cook subtraction and addition. Ooh, and then you could sell it. See, selling math is illegal. That's why school is free.
But Junior, I think maybe you misheard what they said in the show.
No, they were talking about math. So, Jeffy, we and you should all go...
Whoa.
No, I put an and between it.
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's not like I said GameCube.
You are walking on hot water there, mister.
Game... Q-tip?
Q-tip, yes. Get very fun Q-tip.
Yeah. That. Anyway, let's just go cook math. Come on, go do it with us.
Okay.
All right, do it.
All right, we have all different kinds of math here, so let's get to cooking.
Well, how do we start cooking math, Junior?
I don't know. Cody, how do you cook math?
They didn't cook math.
What'd they cook then?
Well, you know we can't say it.
What?
I mean, sorry, you know W.E. can't say it.
Look, all I remember from the show is the blue math was the most valuable, right?
Yeah.
Hey, look, the blue math is on the addition cards. So cook the addition, that's worth more money.
All right.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, Cody, just teach Jeffy how to cook math.
What?
Hello?
Hey there.
Ah, the cops! What are you doing here?
We were in the neighborhood cracking down on math labs, and I'm wondering if there's math in your house.
No, there's no math in my house.
Well, this rat here has been trained to smell out math, and he says there's math in there.
I smell math.
Well, stop ratting me out, rat.
I can't help it. I'm a rat.
Yep, that's about as much mileage as that joke's got. All right, I'm coming in to look for math.
Well, no, I promise there's no math in here.
Well, the rat said he smells math, so we're coming in.
Jeffy, Cody, run! We have to get out of here! The cops are here!
Cody already left!
What?
Oh my God, look at all this math!
I have nothing to do with this, I'm running!
You must be the kingpin of this math operation!
Oh, I'm sorry. I started cooking math because my parents stopped caring about me.
Yeah, that's how it starts. Parents stop paying attention to their kids, and next thing you know, they're slinging math on the streets. Alright, come on, we're gonna go talk to your parents. I'm shutting down this math operation.
Aww.
Hey there!
What, the cops! Jeffy, what did you do?
Care to explain this?
What is that?
That's math!
What, math? Jeffy, where did you get math?
He was cooking it!
Cooking math? Where did we go wrong?
Oh my God, what are they teaching our kids in school?
Math! It's all over the schools. It's in middle schools, high schools, colleges. I hear in some places they're doing math as early as kindergarten.
Oh my God, they need to crack down all this math. Jeffy, why'd you start cooking math?
Well, you guys were ignoring me, so I didn't know what else to do.
Oh my God, officer, what could we have done differently?
Should have paid more attention to your son.
Well, you're the one who told us to ignore him.
No, Dr. Me told you to ignore him. Police officer Me saying you should have paid more attention to your son. See, you're lucky, because he hasn't actually started doing math yet. See how it isn't filled out? Yeah, see, if he had actually started filling that out and doing math, he'd be hooked for life. So, I'm just gonna let him off with a warning this time. But if he ever gets busted for math again, he'll be in a lot of trouble.
Okay. We need to be better parents to our son. All right, Jeffy, we're gonna start taking care of you, and we're gonna start paying attention. So what is something you want to do right now?
I want some chocolate milk.
Like earlier, I should have helped him pour it, so I'm gonna help you pour chocolate milk like a good father.
No, Daddy, I think I got it.
No, I'm gonna help you.
No, I can pour my own chocolate milk.
No, I'm definitely gonna help you pour it because you're gonna hit it with a baseball bat. No, you're not. I'm gonna pour the milk for you. What is it?
I wanted to color with my crayons, but we ran out of paper, and now I don't know what to color on.
Well, if we don't have any paper, I'll buy you more paper tomorrow.
But I want to color right now!
Well, I want $1 million right now.
Me too!
Jeffy, just be patient.
Jeffy, just be patient.
Jeffy,
don't talk back.
Jeffy, don't talk back.
Jeffy, just take your stupid crayons, and if you can't find any paper, just wait till tomorrow.
But, Daddy, I don't know what to color on.
Well, if we don't have any paper, you're not coloring on anything, so leave.
Daddy, I'm going to find something to color on.
No. Stop it. No, you're not coloring on anything. Oh, he makes me so mad.
Stupid Daddy won't give me paper or color. Well, it's 2021 and the wall identifies this paper.
Mario, what's that sound?
It sounds like Jeffy. Come on. Jeffy! What are you doing?
I'm drawing a pretty, pretty picture.
Oh, that's a pretty, pretty picture? Who's that pretty, pretty picture supposed to be of?
Oh, it's a character I made up.
Oh, it's a character you made up? Are you sure it's not me?
No, it's not you.
So you're saying I'm a bum?
I never said that.
And you're saying I sniff butts? I don't sniff butts, Jay.
I never said you did, Daddy.
Jay, that is it. You are grounded because you are a bad boy.
You always say I'm a bad boy!
Because you are a bad boy! Baby, is that a drawing of me?
It kind of looks like you, I guess.
It is me! What happened right there?
Oh, I first tried drawing on the wall with a hammer.
Jenny, you are a bad boy! Go to your room! Oh, Jeffy just makes me so mad. I feel like my head's gonna explode.
Mario, we should go for a walk. Calm down.
Yeah, I think I need some fresh air.
Okay. You feel better, Mario?
Yeah, kinda. Wait, are you not wearing shoes while walking outside?
I'm earthing, Mario.
That's gross. Your feet are gonna be all, like, dirty on the bottom.
It's okay. I can bathe.
What's that noise?
Mario, it's a shooting star!
Do we call someone?
No, Mario, make a wish!
Okay. I wish Jeffy would be a good boy for just one night.
Let's go inside, Mario.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit by the crossfire.
Oh, man. Today has been the perfect day. Nothing could ruin this day. Nothing.
Hi, Boynie.
But you're gonna try, aren't you?
Boynie, how was your day today?
Karen, my day has been fantastic. I had the day off, I played video games, I watched TV, I drank root beer. It's been a great day.
Boynie, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. You know, I was at the grocery store and I saw the cutest baby! And it made me realize that I want to have a baby with you, Boynie. Like right now!
No, man, you ruined it. You ruined the whole day now.
But Boynie, you don't want to have a baby?
No, I don't, Karen. Kids are terrible. How about this? How about we start with a goldfish, and if you don't kill that, we work our way up to a hamster. And if that's still around, then maybe we can have a cat, and then another cat. And then we get another cat, and we just keep getting cats forever instead of having a kid.
But Boynie, imagine a kid with my eyes and your gorgeous...
No, I don't want to imagine that, Karen. Kids are terrible. Why don't we just get a cat? Cats are clean. They clean themselves. You know, they poop in a box, and then they cover up the poop. You know, kids, they poop on everything. And if you raise them wrong, they commit crimes. Cats don't commit crimes. Mr. Puffy Pants doesn't commit crimes.
Boynie, I really want to have a baby!
Okay. You know what, Karen? Just stay right here. Stay right here. I have an idea.
Wasn't that a nice walk, Mario?
Yeah, I guess it was. Ew! Look how dirty your feet are!
Oh, I'll shower later.
Ugh.
Hey, man.
Ah! How'd you get in my house?
Oh, I just let myself in.
Well, what are you doing here?
Okay, I need a huge favor.
What?
All right, you got a kid, right?
Yeah.
And he sucks, right?
Oh, he's the worst kid on this planet.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's not great for you. That sucks for you, but it's awesome for me.
How is it awesome for you?
Okay, look. My wife wants to have a kid, and I want to show her how bad it is to have a kid. Okay, so I'm going to bring her over here, and I'm going to show her your kid and how bad he is, and then I'll make her never want to have kids.
I mean, that's a good idea. Yeah, bring her over. She'll hate Jeffy, and she'll hate kids.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I'm going to bring her over and just make sure he's, like, breaking stuff and screaming and pooping his pants and stuff like that.
No. I'm not going to get Jeffy to do all that because I already deal with enough of that already, so no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, man. Look, I will pay you $10,000 to do this for me.
Why will you pay so much?
Because if I have a kid, it's going to cost me way more than $10,000. I'm going to have to deal with 18 years of screaming, okay? If I can make one payment to not have to deal with that, it's worth it.
Oh, okay, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, I'll have Jeffy breaking stuff. I'll have him pooping his pants, everything.
Mario, we shouldn't exploit Jeffy's temper tantrums.
Oh, we're going to make money off his temper tantrums because I have to pay for my wall that he broke. So, yeah, we'll definitely do it. Yeah, go get your wife.
Okay, yeah, I'll go get her.
Wait, hold on. Look at my wife's feet.
Ew! Ooh. Why do they look like that?
Because she goes outside without wearing shoes.
Why? That's what shoes are for.
I am one with the earth.
Yeah, you're going to be one with a podiatrist if you keep that up. That's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So yeah, go get your wife.
Okay, I'm going to go get my wife. Just make sure your kid's all riled up when I get back.
Oh, I will. Oh, I will.
Karen, baby, I just realized something.
What, Boydie?
I was wrong. I actually do want to have a kid.
Oh, really, Boydie?
Yeah, you know, I met this kid today, and he made me want to have a kid. He was just such a great, awesome kid, and I think you should meet him so you can see how great it is to have a kid.
Okay, Boydie, I'm going to meet him.
Okay, come on.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hey.
Here's my wife.
Oh, hey.
Boydie tells me that you have the nicest son. I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, yeah, my son is so nice, the nicest kid ever.
But yeah, well, where is he?
Oh, he's laying down in bed.
What, you didn't have him ready? Like, with hammers and chainsaws and stuff?
Oh, no. When I wake him up, he's going to start acting bad, so I don't want you to miss anything.
That's good thinking, this one man right there. All right, go get your good son.
I'll go get my good son.
Wait, where's your wife?
Oh, I told her to wash her feet with a whole bar of soap.
Oh, thank God, that was disgusting.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go get my good son.
Yeah, you do that. Oh, honey, you're going to love this kid. He's the best kid ever. We could never have a kid better than this one.
Jeffy, wake up!
Good morning, Father.
What? Jeffy, why are you dressed like that?
Oh, these are the clothes that you bought me by being a very working hard father, and I appreciate it very much.
But you've never worn those clothes before. Like, Jeffy, like, you're acting really weird. What happened to the pits on your nose?
Oh, well, I realized that it was very unhygienic, and I apologize for ever shoving it up my nostril.
Jeffy, you're not acting the same. What happened to your helmet?
Oh, I thought it was very foolish of me to wear my helmet when I was not riding a bicycle. And I apologize for embarrassing you in public.
No, Jeffy, I don't have time for you to act like this. I understand I called you a bad boy, so now you're trying to act like a good boy to try to be sarcastic and be an idiot. But no, I need you to act like a bad boy, because there's a guy in there that's paying me $10,000 for you to act crazy and break stuff and act stupid. So I need you to take this lighter.
Okay, would you like me to light some candles, Daddy?
No! I need you to take this lighter and light the house on fire. I'd just be really bad because the guy's paying me $10,000 for you to be a bad boy. So I don't have time for you to be a good boy. Be a bad boy!
Well, lighting the house on fire would put everyone in danger and that would be extremely unsafe.
I need you to be like that, Jeffy! Stop it! You're coming with me to the other room and I need you to act crazy, break stuff, just go crazy, come on! Alright, here's my son, Jeffy.
It's a pleasure to meet both of you this evening. Ma'am, you look very beautiful.
Oh my gosh, you're so nice!
Yeah, he's really nice. Dude, what's going on?
I think
I see what's going on. You're just making him look nice so that later when he starts breaking stuff, he'll look really crazy. Alright, it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what's happening. That's definitely what's happening. Alright, Jeffy.
Father, if it's not too much trouble, I would like to be called Jeff from now on. It sounds more proper.
He's so well-mannered.
Yeah, he sure is, but when's he gonna start cussing, though?
Oh, don't worry, he's gonna start cussing. Jeff, I found this hammer. What are you gonna do with this hammer?
Oh, would you like me to build an orphanage for all of the homeless orphans?
He's so caring and selfless!
Yeah, some people would even say he's a little too caring and selfless.
Oh, no, he's gonna go crazy. Whoa, watch this. All right, Jeff, why don't you take this hammer and go break a hole in the wall and yell the F word really loud?
Well, that would be very immature of me and cost you a lot of money and damages.
And he's been full under peer pressure!
All right, time out. Me and Mario are going to go into the other room and we're going to talk about why Jeffy's so nice because I want to know how you get a kid to act like that. Come on.
Okay, Jeff and I will get better acquainted.
What is going on? What the hell is going on?
I don't know. He usually acts bad. I don't know why he's acting so good.
Yeah, I don't understand this. Why isn't he being bad? I don't even recognize that kid in there.
I know. He was bad earlier. Look what he did earlier.
Where's this kid? I want this kid back. I sniff butts. That's gold. My wife would hate that.
I don't know. He did this earlier. He even broke a hole in my wall earlier.
Well, that, I actually did that a few videos ago. But this is awesome! Why can't he do this?
I don't know, he usually is always bad. I don't know what could have happened.
Well, did you tell him to be good or something?
Well, actually.
What?
Well.
What?
Earlier I wished on a shooting star that I wish he would be good for one night.
You did what? You wished upon a shooting star? Everybody knows that when you wish upon a shooting star, it comes true. I would sing the Disney song, but Jiminy Cricket would fuck me.
I got an idea. Why don't we just show your wife this wall and say that Jeffy did it earlier and then she wouldn't want him?
Yes, that's good. That's great. Okay, yeah, we'll show her this and then we'll just tell him that he's on meds and that's why he's being good now.
Yeah. He always goes crazy, but he has to be on a lot of medicine not to act normal.
Yeah, okay. I'll go get her.
Hey, baby.
Boydie, Jeff is the sweetest kid. I told him I was thirsty and he got me this bottle of water.
Yeah, how sweet of him.
Father, may I use the restroom?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I did tell him that one thing.
Oh, honey, yeah. I mean, this kid seems nice, but I think this kid is bad news.
Bad news? But he's such a sweetheart!
Yeah, well, you're not gonna think that after you see what he did to this wall. Come look. All right, honey, check this out.
What? Jeff, what are you doing?
Oh, I noticed there was some graffiti on the wall, so I thought I would repaint the wall for you, Father.
Aw, he's a handyman, too!
What's wrong with you? Be normal!
Boydie, why are you yelling at him?
Because he's not usually like this!
Yeah, he's usually breaking stuff and... Ooh, I got an idea.
What?
Oh, wait, every time Jeff sees some green beans, he throws them. So let's go down to the kitchen and try to feed Jeffy green beans, and then your wife will see how crazy he is.
Yeah, that's good. Oh man, honey, I'm really hungry for green beans specifically. I think we should go downstairs and eat a whole plate of green beans.
Yeah, let's go do that. Come on, Jeff, it's time for you to eat some green beans.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. This looks like a scrumptious plate of green beans, doesn't it, Jeff?
It actually does. Thank you, Father, for going to work and working so hard to provide this amazing meal. Shall I say grace?
What?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this food, and thank you for allowing us to live another day. God is good, God is great, thank you for this food, amen. Shall we eat our green beans?
No, we're not gonna do that. This is not how you usually act. This whole thing is bull. Here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to pick up the plate, and you're supposed to throw it like that. That's what you always do.
Yeah, we're going home right now. I don't think you're mature enough to have a kid.
Really? Okay. Thanks, man.
Well, Jeffy, I'm so mad at you. The day I need you to act bad, you act really good. And I don't know why you had to act so good. I need you to act bad, but you had to act so good.
Mario! What? Why are you yelling at Jeffy? He can't do anything right. You yell at him when he's bad, and now you're yelling at him when he's good. And it just doesn't make sense. Let's go.
What's that noise? Oh no!
Jeffy, what are you doing? You only wish that I would be a good boy for one night. And it's the next day, so...
Jeffy, what do you want? Oh no, he's gonna throw up!
Marvin, grab a towel!
Okay! Oh, come on, Jeffy, throw up a hairball!
Not again!
I'm sorry, Daddy. I was just cleaning myself down there and I got a hairball.
We told you to stop doing that. Take a shower like a normal person.
But I want to be a kitty cat!
You're not a kitty cat, Jeffy!
Now!
There's someone at the door.
I want to come too!
Hello?
Hey, Marvin!
Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, I just bought something really expensive and I want to show it to you.
Okay.
I just throw up a hairball. Nice. All right, let me show you. Come on. There it is, Marvin. Just look at it.
You bought another car?
Not just any car. That's a collectible, Marvin. That's a Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. It's one of 800. If anything happened to that car, I would kill that person. I would literally put them in a crate and ship them to Madagascar to be with the lemurs so they can sing Move It, Move It. There was a fly on the windshield, and guess what happened to that fly?
You smushed it?
No, that would make my car dirty. I was literally like a frog, and I went, and I shot my tongue out 5 feet. I got the fly, and I ate it. And then when I pooped it out, I lit it on fire. So that's how important that car is to me, Marvin.
Well, then, if it's so important to you, why are you driving it?
Because I wanted to show it to you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go inside and take a piss, and don't you let anything happen to this car, okay?
All right, I won't let anything happen to it.
All right.
Hey, Daddy, can you take my picture next to the car?
Yeah, just don't touch it. Let me get my phone. All right, Jeffy, say cheese.
Cheese.
But you're too close to the car. Get away from it.
Okay.
Hold on, let me turn the flash on.
Oh, you dropped your phone and hit the rich guy's car. Now you're going to go to Madagascar with the lemur.
What? No, I don't think it left a mark or anything.
Yep, it left a scratch, Daddy.
Oh my God. Wait, did I cause that scratch?
Yeah.
No. It can come off.
It's not coming off, Daddy.
Oh, okay, look, he's not going to notice. Look, it's nighttime, and it was there before I did that, right?
No, your phone hit it and did that.
No, Jeffy, look, let's go inside, and let's not talk about it. Come on.
Ooh.
All right, Jeffy, do not say anything.
Hey, Marvin.
Ah!
Hello to you, too. Did you get done looking at my car?
Yep, we're done looking at it. It is gorgeous.
Did anything happen to it?
No, nothing happened to your car.
Well, my dad dropped his phone.
I dropped my phone on the ground and broke the screen.
How poor. Anyway, have a good day, Marvin. I'll see you later.
Yeah, Jeffy, come inside.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. That's all it was.
Oh, what did he want?
He wanted to show us his new car.
Ooh, was it nice?
It was nice until Danny dropped his phone and scratched the hood of his car.
You did what, Marvin?
It was an accident. Look, Jeffy wanted a picture next to the car, and I tried to take it, and I dropped my phone and scratched it.
Marvin, what did he say?
Well, he doesn't know about it yet.
Marvin, you need to tell him.
Well, he's gonna kill me if he finds out.
Actually, he's not gonna kill you. He's gonna put you in a crate and ship you to Madagascar to be with the lemurs.
Marvin, he might appreciate your honesty.
He's not gonna appreciate that.
So what are you gonna do when he notices?
Well, look, it's nighttime. He's not gonna notice it tonight. If he does notice it, it'll be tomorrow, and it won't be our problem. He'll think, like, it happened in his garage or something.
I think he noticed, Marvin.
Okay, I'm gonna go answer the door and just make my funeral nice, okay?
All right, Danny, I'll send you a postcard to Madagascar.
Hello?
Marvin, what is wrong with you?
I'm so sorry, it was an accident. I didn't mean to do it.
You left your phone on the ground.
Oh.
And you told me the screen was cracked, and it's not.
Oh, thank God it didn't crack. I thought it did when I dropped it.
That makes you a liar. And I don't like liars, Marvin. Next time you lie to me, you're getting a spanking, and I'm gonna cut your tongue off and sew it to my mouth. Then I'm gonna have two tongues. But here's your phone back. Take your poor phone. Who do you think you are, me? You can't just leave iPhones laying around on the ground. Ew, poor.
Okay.
There you go again. Jesus, Marvin. I can't deal with you right now, okay?
I think it actually is cracked this time.
So did he notice, Marvin?
Obviously not, Mommy, because he's not on his way to Madagascar right now.
Look, he just wanted to give me my phone back.
So he didn't notice?
No, and he's not going to notice, so we don't have to worry about it.
Unless I tell him.
Jeffy, you wouldn't.
Marvin, you wouldn't have to worry about that if you just told him yourself.
I'm not going
to
tell him because I don't want to die. And Jeffy, you're not going to tell him either.
Well, I'm going to tell him unless you do every little thing that I say.
Jeffy, we're not doing that.
All right, well, it looks like I'm going to call him and tell him what happened.
Okay, fine. I'll do whatever you want.
Oh, I don't want any part of this.
All right, Danny. The first thing I want you to do is give me a foot massage.
Ew, that's gross.
So you just need to take and get my sock off. All right. I really need you to get in between the toes.
You don't have toes, Jeffy.
Well, then get to rubbing my nub, Daddy.
That sounds inappropriate.
Okay. Ew. Stop doing that.
Oh, Daddy, rub my feet.
That's gross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, we're done. We're done with that. We're done with that. That's gross. Okay, so what do you want me to do now?
Oh, hold on, Danny. I gotta go get ready and I'll give you your next task.
Get ready.
All right, Danny. Put this on.
What, Jeffy, why are you wearing a bunny outfit and why do you want me to put one on?
Because we're gonna listen to Hop Hop and dance together for an hour straight.
Aw, I love the Hop Hop song.
I'm not gonna dance to the Hop Hop song for an hour straight.
All right, well, it looks like I'm gonna call Mr. Goodman and tell him what happened.
I'll do the dance. I just don't want to wear the bunny outfit.
Oh, you're gonna wear the bunny outfit.
I'm not wearing the bunny outfit. This is ridiculous, Jeffy.
All right, Danny, you ready to start hop-hopping?
No.
All right, here we go. Oh, Danny, you're not hopping.
Can we stop now?
No, we're only a few seconds into our hour.
An hour. I can't go any longer, Jeffy.
And done.
All right, Jeffy, can I take this ridiculous outfit off now?
Sure, Daddy, but just remember, before we go to bed, you gotta put it right back on.
I'm so glad I gotta take that costume off.
Marvin, I'm so tired after doing that dance. I think I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Daddy, you still gotta do more stuff for me.
Come on, Jeffy, I just danced for an hour. I'm tired.
Well, I want you to shave your mustache off now.
What? Shave my mustache? I'm not gonna shave my mustache, Jeffy.
Yes, you are, and you're gonna give it to me.
What? No, Jeffy, my mustache makes me look good.
Who said that?
What, Jeffy, I'm not shaving my mustache off.
You're gonna shave that mustache off or else I'm gonna call Goodman.
Oh, okay, I did it. I shaved my mustache off.
Why'd it come off in one piece?
Oh, I feel so naked without my mustache. Can I please glue it back on?
No, Danny, I'm gonna be you now. Oh, Jeffy, you're grounded. You gotta eat green beans and no fun things, man.
Jeffy, give me my mustache back.
No!
Marvin, are you coming to bed?
Give me a second, baby.
Ew, who are you? Wait. Who are you?
It's me, baby.
Oh, Marvin, I definitely wasn't talking to another man just now. Oh, you're back. Marvin, where'd you come from?
Just go to bed, baby.
Okay. Okay!
Jeffy, can I please go to bed now?
No, Danny. Now I want you to dress up just like me.
Why?
Because I've always wanted a twin.
Oh, I don't feel like dressing up like you, Jeffy.
You're gonna do it or else I'm gonna call Mr. Goodman.
All right, Jeffy, I'm dressed up like you.
Oh, Daddy, look, you're like a little mini-me.
Yeah, what do you want me to do now?
All right, Daddy, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go,
I don't know how to do that.
Well, Daddy, it's easy. You just open your mouth like this, and then you go, No, Daddy, you gotta put some effort into it like this. No, Daddy, you gotta try hard like this. All right, I got it.
guess we'll work on that later. All right, the next thing I want you to do is smack your diaper like this. No, Dan, you gotta put some hate behind it like this, like... like, bad pee-pee, you've been a bad pee-pee.
I don't think I can do it that hard.
Well, you gotta try, Danny. No, Danny, like this. Like, you gotta lay on your back and go...
I'm not gonna do that, Jeffy.
All right, Danny. Well, I guess we won't do the diaper smacking.
Okay, so I can go to bed?
No! Now you gotta fight my bully.
Well, I'm not gonna fight your bully, Jeffy.
Well, I'm getting tired of fighting him, so I need you to fight him, okay?
What? No!
All right, well, I'm calling him.
Wait, don't call him.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello? Hey, loser, why are you calling me? How'd you even get my number?
Well, I'm calling you because I don't want to fight you.
No, we don't.
All right, I'll be right there.
Okay, yeah, I want to fight you at the front door. I want you to fight me like you've never fought anybody before.
No.
Okay, that's kind of weird, but all right, I'll do it.
All right, good.
Well, Jeffy, I'm not going to fight your bully. He's a kid.
Well, he's on the way, Danny.
I'm not going to fight him, Jeffy.
Oh, I think that's him at the door now.
Well, look, I'm not going to fight him. I'm going to go talk to him like a normal person, and I'm going to de-escalate the situation. Hello?
Hey, nerd, you ready to fight?
No, I would not like to fight, young man. I think we should peacefully resolve this situation by using our words.
Clocked your ass.
All right, Jeffy, I fought him.
Daddy, you lost?
How do you know?
Because I'm on the phone right now and he's bragging about it.
Ha ha, how's it feel to get knocked out, loser?
Daddy, I've never lost to him ever. You stupid dog, you make me look bad. Ooga booga 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 booga. You know what? I actually didn't lose. You fought my clone.
You don't have a clone.
Yes, I do. Come to my house right now and I'll show you that there's two of us.
There's someone at the door, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy, come on, that must be him. We gotta show him that there's two of us.
Me. Two of me.
Come on.
Two of us.
Hello? Goodman, oh no, did you find out?
Find out about what?
Nothing. Why are you crying?
Oh, Marvin, it's awful. This is what happened. I was driving down the road in my brand new Lamborghini, and all of a sudden I see an Amazon Prime truck driving right in front of me. So I speed up and crash right into it. And then I sue Amazon, and Jeff Bezos settled out of court for a measly $100 million. And that's all they think my life is worth. A measly $100 million. But the worst part is, Marvin, my Lamborghini, one of 800, is total, and the front of it isn't even recognizable anymore.
It isn't?
Why are you so happy about that? It was one of 800, Marvin. I figured you'd be sad. I could have been killed.
Oh, no, I just can't believe the front of it's not recognizable anymore. You hear that, Jeffy? So yeah, I was shocked. What are you gonna do now?
Oh, I already bought another one.
What, you did?
Yeah, now it's one of 799, because I totaled the other one, obviously. But it's same color and everything. You like it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it back there.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, so why are you dressed like that?
Oh, my son bet me to dress like this.
Oh, that's cute. Anyway, I'm gonna go drive my brand new Lamborghini. See you later, Marvin.
Okay, watch out for those Amazon Prime trucks.
Ha ha, Jeffy, you hear that? Goodman crashed his Lamborghini, so you can't blackmail me anymore, so.
Marvin, why are there so many people ringing the doorbell? It's late. Marvin! Jeffy! Ew!
Who's my little cuddle muffin?
Aw, who's my little snuggle bear?
I am my little strawberry shortcake.
With a cherry on top?
Of course, with a cherry on top.
Are you guys done?
Jeffy, how long have you been standing there?
Long enough to throw up in my mouth and swallow it.
What do you want, Jeffy?
I want some help building my Lego pirate ship.
Jeffy, I don't have time to build a Lego pirate ship.
But dang, it'd be really quick. It's only 1,260 pieces. And if it takes us 30 seconds per piece, that's only 630 minutes, which is only 10 and a half hours. So let's get started.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Marvin, you should spend more time with Jeffy.
But my little cuddle muffin, I don't want to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Well, Blueberry Bear, you could do the first 5.5 hours, and then I could take over for the last 5 hours.
But baby, I don't want to assemble Legos.
Hey, Dad, check this out. If you buy me 2 more of these sets, we can build the Pirate House and the Pirate Island. Then we have the whole collection, and that would be the tits.
I'm not buying you any more Legos, Jeffy, until you assemble this Lego set. So how about this? If you assemble the Lego pirate ship by yourself, then I'll buy the other 2 sets that you can assemble by yourself. How about that?
Well, Dad, yesterday I was watching this naughty video that had the exact same title. 3-in-1.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos with you, so take it to your room and assemble it by yourself. Who's that?
Hopefully someone to help me build my Lego shit.
Let me see what it is.
Hello?
Help me! Help me, please! You have to hide me!
Wait, aren't you Goodman's butler?
Well, yes, but not anymore! It's a long story! Please! Hide me! Please!
Okay, come upstairs!
Thank God!
So, Marvin, who was at the door?
It was Mr. Goodman's butler.
My name is Chives.
Well, Chives, what are you doing here?
I had to run away from Mr. Goodman. I couldn't stand the constant bickering and nagging and him demanding me to say, sir, at the end of every sentence. Sir.
Well, why'd you run away? Why didn't you just quit?
Because he would kill me. You don't understand. I'm the 14th butler this year. I've seen things. Things he doesn't want the world to know. So if a butler wants to quit, he just kills them.
Well, you can stay here. I promise you, he's not going to come looking for you here.
Thank you. What?
Who's that?
That must be him. Please, you have to hide me now. I'll do anything.
Oh, hide in the bathroom. Okay, I'm gonna go answer the door and tell him he's not here.
Hello? Is Shithead here?
Who?
That bald-headed bastard.
What? I don't know who you're talking about.
My butler, Marvin!
What? I didn't even know you had a butler.
Oh, stop tugging my balls, Marvin. I know he's here because I have a tracker in his colon. And my Find My Butler app led me right to your house.
What, your Find My Butler app? Well, I didn't. There's no butler in my house. Your phone must be acting up.
Oh, really? Because if I press this button, it'll shock his colon.
You don't have to press that.
I'm going
to
press it.
Well, don't press it.
I'm pressing it. Found him.
What?
The Find My Butler app says he's in here.
He's not in my bathroom. We should go check another room.
He could be in your shower.
He's not in the shower.
Let's see. There he is.
What? No, that's just my screaming shower curtain. I got it from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, really? I would love to see it scream again.
Okay, look, I'll pull back the curtain to show you he's not in the shower.
Okay. Run.
Oh, yes, these pipes are lovely. Master Marvin, I was just fixing your pipes. Thank you so much for hiring me again.
Oh, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, Goodman, old chap. I didn't even notice you there. Oh, old Marvin here, he was just hiring me to fix his pipes.
Did I say you can leave the house, Chives?
Well, no, sir, but
that is unacceptable. That is three spankings for you with the paddle.
Is that the paddle with or without the spikes, sir?
The spikes. You know that, Chives. Now go warm my Lamborghini.
Yes, sir.
God, you're getting old. It's so hard to find good help around here, Marvin. Now walk me to the car.
Okay.
All right, Chives. You know the Lamborghini doesn't come with heated seats, so I'm going to need you to pull your pants down and warm up my seat with your bare ass cheeks.
Very good, sir.
What are you doing? You don't have to take this. You can stand up for yourself. You can say, I don't want to work for you anymore, and stand up for yourself.
You know what? You're right. I don't have to take this anymore. I'm a man! Master!
Did you just raise your voice at me, Chives? You have a dirty mouth. You get in that car!
No, sir. I was just letting you know that I took the liberty to warm the baby oil for the butt spankings later.
You rub that Vaseline all over those ass cheeks, Chives. Now get in the car!
Yes, sir.
Thanks for helping me find them, Marvin. You want to watch the spankings?
No, I'm good.
All right, he's going to get spankings in my car. Here it comes, Chives.
One, sir.
Stop tensing up.
Two, sir.
Marvin, what was that all about?
I don't know, but I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Danny, since you don't want to build a pirate ship, can we make a Play-Doh pizza and eat it?
What? No, Jeffy, you can't eat Play-Doh. It's poisonous.
Oh, that's why I run out of Play-Doh so fast. But then why did they make it look like pizza?
It's supposed to be like a joke.
I'm not laughing, Daddy.
Well, look, how about we do something else? Who's that? Hold on.
Hello?
Marvin, please! You have to hide me again! I escaped Goodman and those powerful spankings!
But he has a track on your butt. He's gotta find you again.
I need you to help me remove it now! Come!
Marvin, who's at the door this time?
Marvin, quick! Stick your hand up my rear to get the tracking device out!
Marvin, what is going on?
I'm not sticking my hand up your butt.
I'll do it.
No, you're not gonna do it, Jeffy.
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Oh, it came out!
Oh, thank God! Hurry, grab it so we can flush it!
I'm not gonna grab it!
Fine, I'll do it myself!
Ew!
Why'd you put it in your mouth?
Alright, Marvin, flush it!
Okay.
Goodman will never find me now.
Okay.
Marvin, what is going on here?
Look, there was a tracking device in his butt, and we flushed it so Goodman couldn't find him.
Exactly!
Oh, no, that must be Goodman again.
Marvin, please, you must hide me again.
No, find your own hiding spot.
Excellent idea.
Hello?
Where is he?
What's the bat for?
I'm gonna beat his bald head with my baseball bat.
This is my bald-headed baseball bat beater.
Well, I promise you, your butler's not in my house.
My Find My Butler app said he's in the exact same spot that he was in last time. So I'm gonna go beat your screaming shower curtain with my baseball bat. How do you like that, Chives? Pull the curtain back.
Okay.
What? Hold on. My Find My Butler app says he's right here.
Well, no, he's not here.
No. Oh, I see what you did.
Wait, what?
You flushed him down the toilet, didn't you?
I can't flush him down the toilet.
Flush me down the toilet, Marvin.
What, flush you down the toilet?
Yeah, I'm going in after him. Flush me down the toilet.
Okay.
All right, Marvin. Flush me.
Okay.
I'm coming for you, Chives. I'm coming.
Marvin, can you please tell me what's going on?
I just flushed Goodman down the toilet.
What?
Thank goodness, sir. I was hiding under the sink. 5 more seconds and I think he would have found me. You saved my life. I'll do anything for you, sir. I'll be your servant. I'll cut your toenails.
No, that's fine. You can just go home.
But wait, Marvin. He's a butler. He could take care of Jeffy and do all the things with Jeffy that you don't want to do.
Good thinking, baby. But you're so smart. Yeah. He could build the Lego set and the Play-Doh pizza. Chives, there is one thing you can do for me.
Of course. Anything, sir.
I want you to be Jeffy's butler, you know, and do everything he says.
Anything's better than working for Goodman, of course.
All right, Jeffy. So this is Chives. He's your butler. He'll do anything you say.
That is the tits.
All right, butter pillow baby. Let's go to the bedroom.
Okay, Flutterby.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are gay.
Indeed, sir. So, Master Helmethead, what is your first request, sir?
Well, first I want you to build my 1,260-piece pirate Lego set.
That is a lot of pieces. It might take me a little while, sir.
Yeah, it'll take you exactly 10.5 hours. Because with 1,260 pieces and one piece every 30 seconds, that equals 630 minutes, which equals 10.5 hours. So you better get started.
Of course, sir. I'll be on that right away.
Great.
There you are, sir. Your Lego pirate ship. On 1,260 pieces.
Huh. It took you 10 hours and 45 minutes. It was only supposed to take you 10.5 hours.
Well, you see, sir, there are many small pieces, and my vision's not as good as it used to be.
Well, let's go see if it floats.
Floats, sir? That took me over 10 hours to build!
It didn't float.
Of course it didn't, sir! There's no water in the tub!
Oh, maybe we should have put water in it. Build it again.
I think I saw playing a pizza set upstairs. How about we go do that instead?
Okay, let's go make a pizza.
Thank God. Alright, sir. Your Play-Doh pizza is ready.
Eat it.
You want me to eat it, sir?
Yeah, eat it.
I would rather not.
I eat it all the time. It's good. Eat it.
Sir, I would rather not.
I said eat it!
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Mmm, so good, sir.
Take a real bite.
Yes, sir. What's that over there, sir?
Where?
Oh, wow, that was so good. That was so delicious. I could have another.
Oh, and you ate it already? I'll just make another one.
No, sir. I'm so stuffed from the first one. I couldn't dare. But why don't we do something else?
All right. Here, make me some water balloons.
Yes, sir. Sir, your water balloons are ready.
All right, thanks.
Do with them as you wish, sir.
Oh, I didn't break.
Please don't do that again, sir. Sir, good heavens. Don't put that down, sir.
That didn't break either.
You know, sir. Sir, I must implore you, please. How about we go do something else, sir?
All right. So I decided you need to wear a uniform.
Sir, I already am wearing a uniform.
No, I think you need to wear something more formal. Put this on.
Sir, this is a chicken suit.
Yeah, put it on.
Must I absolutely have to, sir?
Did I stutter? I said put it on!
You did not stutter, sir. I will get to it right away. I have put on the chicken suit, sir.
All right, good. Now I want you to act like a chicken.
Of course, sir. Bok. Bok, bok.
No, that's not realistic enough. I want you to act like a real chicken.
I will do my best, sir.
Good. Now, I want you to color a page out of this coloring book.
Which one, sir?
Just pick one. Any one of them, but it's got to be perfectly within the lines.
Absolutely, sir. Right on it.
Sir, your perfectly colored book as requested.
Chives? What the heck?
Whatever do you mean, sir?
You colored outside the lines, you blind old fart! Oh. Idiot!
Sir, the ears were hard to see, and there's a beak in my face.
Well, find another picture and color it perfectly, dummy!
You know what? No! I don't have to deal with this anymore! Not from you, not from Goodman! I quit! Good day, sir! I don't have to deal with this anymore! Oh, Goodman, old chap, where have you been?
In the sewer, looking for your tracker that's supposed to be in your butt!
That must have fell out when I used the restroom earlier, sir. Actually, you know what? I don't have to deal with this anymore, sir. I'm finally sticking up for myself. I quit!
Oh, no. You quit? Are you working for Chick-fil-A? Is that what this is?
Well, no, but anything's better than working for you, you old bag.
Wow, no one's ever stood up for me before. It almost sounds like you need to put this chip back in your ass.
Good day, sir.
Well, you know what? I got 20,000 different reasons why you should put that microchip back in your ass.
Shall I warm the Lamborghini with my butt cheeks, sir?
Indeed.
Absolutely, sir.
Get your ass back in the car.
Jeffy, how's your butler doing?
Yeah, you having fun?
No, he quit.
He quit?
Yeah, but it's okay, Daddy. I got this new Lego set. And I know you were upset about the last one because it was going to take like 10.5 hours. But this one's only 1,002 pieces. And at 30 seconds per piece, that'll take 501 minutes and just under 8.5 hours.
Well, get started, Marvin.
Okay, let's build this one.
So tonight, you're going to be doing a craft film project. Each of you is going to make a 1-minute movie about whatever you want. And whoever has the most amazing movie is going to win an Oscar.
An Oscar? I've always wanted to win an Oscar. You know, I'm a natural born actor.
Dude, you're a natural born dork.
Yeah, Cody, the only Oscar you're ever going to win is an Oscar Mayer wiener in your mouth.
Well, that's just as good.
I'm going to make an art film.
Well, no, Penelope, I need you to be in my film. I'm going to remake Shrek, and I want you to play Fiona as an ogre. Not the normal girl part. I have someone for that.
Shut up, Junior.
All right, Crass. So go home and try to get your movie done so you can win this award.
What's your film going to be about, Junior?
Probably dinosaurs. What's your film going to be about?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe something hot and romantic. Do you think he'll let me do nudity? Probably not. I'd have to charge for that. What's your movie going to be about, Joseph?
I'm not going to tell you guys. You're going to steal my ideas.
Well, I'm going to make the best film ever.
I'm going to win the Oscar.
Whoever wins the Oscar is the coolest kid ever. Okay, what kind of movie should I make? Ooh, I know. I can make an animated movie about a girl starting her period, and every time she has period cramps, she turns into a panda bear. Oh, wait, Pixar already did that.
Hey, Junior, I just came to tell you that my movie's gonna be better than yours, so
Well, no, my movie's gonna be better than yours!
Hey, guys, I want you to meet Chris Oxford and Sasha.
Why do you have sock puppets?
Because I'm making a sock puppet movie!
That's so lame, Joseph. No one's ever gonna watch something with puppets in it.
Yeah, nobody likes puppets, Joseph. That'll never take off. You have a better chance shaking a stuffed animal and making it talk.
Yeah.
Well, I'll show you when you guys lose and I'm the winner.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. My movie's gonna be better.
Junior, I need the Lego Titanic. I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you. It's mine. I just left it here after we built it.
Well, go take it then. Get out of my house. You're distracting me from making a movie. Okay, I gotta think of something that's genius.
Hey, guys. You're looking at an Oscar winner because I made the hottest, steamiest movie of all time.
Well, Cody, my movie's better. I have so much action and destruction in it. It's gonna be so crazy.
Yeah, does your movie have you getting slammed up against a foggy car window?
No.
That's what I thought.
Dude, my sock puppet movie is so awesome, it's top tier. It's gonna knock your socks off.
Well, we know he's not winning. No one wants to watch a sock movie.
But dude, it has so much drama in it. It's like a Lifetime movie.
Alright, Crass. So today, you're gonna be presenting your Crass film project. And remember, the best film is gonna win this Oscar. So who wants to go first?
Ooh, teacher choose me! Me! I wanna sock it to him and show him what a real movie looks like.
Alright, Joseph, come up here and show us your film.
Yes! Alright, guys, prepare to have your hearts broken when you watch this real-life movie based on a true story called My Life Sucks.
Honey, I'm home!
Oh, honey, you're home early? I thought
thought you had to work late.
Sasha, you're cheating on me with this black sock?
No, Christopher, it's not what you think. He kidnapped me. I have Stockholm Syndrome.
I'm not falling for that again. Yeah, I'm a sock, but I wasn't bought yesterday. You're a socky excuse of a woman. You think I'm gonna walk in here while you're socking another man and be okay with it? Yeah, I'm not Will Smith, lady, okay? Pack all your shoes and get out.
No, baby, please don't leave. You're an ankle sock and he's a tube sock. I couldn't help myself. I'm so socky. My wife cheated on me. It's time to end it all.
Isn't it so sad? See, my movie didn't have a happy ending, because real life doesn't have happy endings.
Okay, Joseph, very good. Go sit down. All right, Jeffy, you're next.
All right, so my movie's called Fruit Party 4, and if this one does good, I'll make the first three like Star Wars.
Do, 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 I'm a happy strawberry. Hey, Mr. Banana, what doing?
Oh, nothing. I'm just mad because I'm a banana and not a happy strawberry.
Oh, don't be mad, Mr. Banana. I bet you please all the girls because you're a banana.
No, nobody wants me because I have a bruise on me.
Hey, it's me. I'm a pineapple. Sup?
Oh, great. It's Mr. Pineapple, the coolest fruit in the world. Yeah, it's me. What are you bozos doing?
Well, I'm being a happy strawberry. Nothing can ruin this day.
My day is always ruined. I'm a bruised banana.
Jesus Christ!
Wow, Jeffy, how graphic. Go sit out. All right, Penelope, you're next.
I kind of don't want to show mine. I didn't get to finish it.
Penelope, you come up here and present or you fail.
Okay, fine.
Penelope, why don't you want to show it? Is it just a video of you just eating food for 5 hours because you're fat?
Shut up, Junior. So all I want to say is that my dad walked in on me while I was making it, and it's really embarrassing, so here.
Oh, Justin, Miamar, I know we just met, but I feel like we are soulmates. You want me to stay here in Paris with you? But my flight takes off in 5 minutes, and you know I have to see my dying aunt who would never allow this to happen. Maybe we'll meet in another life. What's that? One more kiss? All right.
Penelope, what are you doing?
Dad, what are you doing? Get out. I'm making a movie. What?
You're making a movie? Oh, God, no. I failed as a parent. My daughter feels like she has to make movies like this.
Dad, get out. You're embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing the whole family with what you're doing here with this picture. All right, that's it. I am not going to allow you to make these kinds of movies. All right, you're going to boarding school.
Oh, that was so embarrassing. Boo, trash.
Shut up, Junior.
I mean, he is right, Penelope. It is embarrassing. Go sit down. Cody, you're next.
Oh, yeah. Get ready to watch a cinematic masterpiece. Okay, everybody. Prepare to cream your panties because you're going to watch the biggest, hottest movie of the summer. I remade Titanic, and I call it Titanic. I don't want to be with you, Cal. I don't even care about your money. I'd rather be with someone hotter but poor. Hey, Ken. I changed my mind. I want to be with you. What's that? Step up on the ledge. But what if I fall? I'm flying! I'm flying, Ken! I'm flying! Draw me like one of your French boys, Ken. I'll be honest. It's not really your best work. I mean, my abs are way bigger in real life. And you can't even see my junk. I'm gonna have to move this blanket. Okay, draw me again. Let's take another crack at this. Put your hands on me, Ken. Oh no, Ken, we just hit a bag of ice. Now the ship is sinking and the lifeboats are all full. We're gonna have to jump in the water. Yeah. Oh, Ken, I'm so cold. I mean, I'm sure you're colder, because you're in the water, and I'm not. I would let you get on my door, but there's just not enough room. Oh, Ken. Ken. Oh, it's so cold. Oh, I'll never let go, Ken. I'll never let go. Oh, no, I let go! Ken, I'm sorry, I'm just so cold! No! Yeah! That was 80 years ago, and it was the sexiest, hunkiest experience of my life.
Thousands of people died, but that pipe was legendary.
Huh? Huh? How high was that shit, huh?
Very good, Cody. Now go sit down. Junior, you're next.
Yeah, Junior. Let's see if your movie's as hot as mine.
All right, guys. Prepare to watch a real movie that has destruction and death. I call it Doomsday in Townsville.
In the city of Townsville, the Powerpuff Girls are on vacation, so the city is defenseless. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm was Cody's mom, big fat ugly pig, with an I'm a fat there and an ugly stinky pig, ugly fat fatty fat fatty fatty fat fat, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Oh no, is that a dinosaur? I came back from extinction to destroy your city. Crash, 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 crash. Oh, no. My son works in that building. He's probably dead. Oh, he's super dead. Crash. Oh, well, whatever you do, please don't eat my dog. Oh, I would never eat your dog. Oh, you promise? No. Your dog, dead, die. Ah, no, my dog. Well, whatever you do, don't eat Cody's mom. What? Cody's mom? Oh, I didn't know you had her. Oh, she's so fat and ugly. I'm going to eat her. No. Fat Cody's mom. You see that, Cody? Your fat mom's getting eaten. Fat Cody's mom. Oh, no. Oh, man. Am I so full from eating Cody's big fat mom? If I would have ate her in the beginning, I wouldn't have destroyed your city. Well, get out of here before I call the cops. Woo! Oh, no, the cops. I have a record. I gotta get out of here. Oh, man. What could make this day any worse? Well, at least there's not giant tarantulas trying to eat me. Oh, well, do I have bad news for you. When I was trying to leave the town, giant tarantulas were coming this way. Well, I'll pay you anything if you can save me. Okay, I'll try and defeat them. Oh, no, the giant tarantulas are coming. Oh, no, the giant tarantulas coming across the bridge. He's going to try to eat me. Ah, oh, cops, come help me. Woo-hoo, we're blocked. We can't, there's a train. We can't get past the train. Well, save me, he's going to eat me. Oh, no, he's coming right towards me. I'm dead.
The end. So, guys, what'd you think of the movie, huh? Hey, Cody, did you see your mom in the movie? How she's a big, fat, ugly pig? Uh-oh, here comes Cody. But Cody just slapped the shit out of me.
Keep my mom's name out your fucking mouth.
It was a your mom's a pig joke.
Keep my mom's name out your fucking mouth.
Okay, I will.
All right, Junior, go sit down. And the winner of the Oscar is... Cody!
I won! I actually won an Oscar! This is kind of awkward because I just embarrassed myself in front of everyone. But I won! Oh my god, really? Oh, thank you. I just want to start off by saying I'm sorry, teacher, for slapping someone in your class. You know, love makes you do crazy things, but I hope you invite me back. I deserve this award so much. My movie was so good. Oh, thank you all, except for Junior.
Eat for dinner tonight.
I was thinking we could make a big old pot of green beans. Ugh. We open like 8 cans of green beans and pour it in a pot and put a little bit of salt and pepper, but mostly green beans.
Marvin, no one likes green beans.
But they're healthy for you, and Jeffy needs to eat healthy if he wants to live long.
Why don't we ask Jeffy what he wants to eat?
Because he's gonna want like pizza or ice cream or something.
Ooh, pizza and ice cream sound good.
But that's unhealthy, baby. He needs to eat healthy. But I guess we can ask him. Jeffy, get in here!
What do you want, Daddy? I was about to do something.
What do you want for dinner tonight?
Oh, I want a big old bucket of cheese balls.
But you're not going to eat cheese balls for dinner, Jeffy.
Why? I like cheese balls.
They're just balls with cheese on them.
Yeah, that's what I get if I don't shower for 3 days.
That's gross, Jeffy. Look, you're not eating cheese balls. You need to eat green beans.
I hate green beans, Daddy, and you know this. I want cheese balls.
Well, you're not eating cheese balls. You take your hand off that lid. You do not take that lid off. You put that lid back on. You do not grab. You put that cheese ball back. You put that cheese ball back. You don't. Don't you put that cheese ball in your mouth?
I hate green beans.
You need
green beans.
Green beans are healthy. Cheese balls aren't healthy. You feel better? That make you feel better?
Daddy,
Daddy, I think I lost my voice.
You lost your voice? Good. I don't have to hear your voice anymore.
No, Daddy, it really hurts.
Well, I don't care.
Marvin, we need to call a doctor. What if he hurt his throat box?
He did not hurt his throat box. Voice box? Throat box? Okay, it's called a voice box, but not throat box.
We need to call a doctor!
Okay, fine, we'll call a doctor.
It really hurts.
Hey there, someone call a doctor? What is going on here?
I don't know what's going on with that, but my son Jeffy, he lost his voice. He went, too hard.
But he did what?
He went, too hard.
He went, What is,
I don't know, it's a sound he makes, but he went, too hard.
Well, was he trying to poop?
Trying to poop.
Well, sometimes when I'm constipated and I try to poop, I go, to like push it out, you know?
I don't think he's trying to poop. Is that what you're trying to do? He's trying. Apparently, that's what he's trying to do.
Okay, so he lost his voice doing that?
Yeah, he can't talk. I try to talk, Jeffy.
I can't talk.
See, he's making that noise when he tries to talk.
Okay, let me get in there and take a look. All right, kid, open your mouth. What? Does he not want me to help him?
Jeffy, open your mouth. Don't do this. Just open your mouth.
I can't really see in there. Could you open your mouth wider? Oh, wow. Okay, he can dislocate his jaw like a snake. That's cool. Wait a minute. He doesn't have a throat, but this is a puppet.
A puppet?
Yeah, he's just a puppet. So I don't think he lost his voice. I think the guy playing the puppet lost his voice.
Wait, so Lance lost his voice?
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, Lance, what's wrong with your voice? Why does it sound like that?
I lost it when I did the really big noise.
Well, go get a cough drop or drink some water. We gotta finish the video.
I don't think we can finish the video. We're gonna have to cancel filming.
Cancel filming? We've never done that ever. We can't do that. The fans will get mad if we cancel filming.
Logan, I'll voice Jeffy.
Elena, you can't voice Jeffy. You only play like one character.
Hey, I play Broken Guy's wife, too.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Okay, let me hear your Jeffy voice.
What? Ding.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I don't even know.
Hey, Poopy, just put Broken Guy down and you try to voice Jeffy.
Okay, I'll try. All right, so what do you want me to do?
I
want
to hear your Jeffy voice. You might be able to play Jeffy.
Oh, God. Okay, What doing? Want to see my pencil?
That's perfect.
What?
All right, Lance, Poopy's going to play Jeffy.
You're just going to replace me like that?
Oh, you know how he gets whenever I try to play his characters? He gets all jealous.
Oh, Lance, don't cry.
Please, this is what I'm talking about.
Let's go talk to him.
Stupid lake.
Lance, why are you throwing rocks at the lake?
I'm finished. My voice is gone from playing Jeffy. It's never coming back.
Oh my God, he's such a drama queen.
I can go to the store for tea and honey for your voice.
That doesn't work. None of your spiritual stuff works. All right, Lance, look, you've lost your voice playing Jeffy before. It'll come back.
Not like this. This time I'm done. I think I'm going to retire.
What? Retire?
Oh my God, does this mean I can finally play his characters?
Logan, is he serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Look, I can do a mean Mr. Goodman. Check it out.
Breaking news, okay?
Well, that's perfect. I like that. Oh, let's go film.
Yeah. So I really get to play Jeffy?
Yeah, your voice sounds just like Jeffy. The fans won't tell the difference.
Awesome. I've always wanted to play him.
All right, so this is what's going to happen in the scene. So you're going to play Jeffy, and you're going to go, oh, I got my voice back. And then Brooklyn Guy. Ooh, can you play Brooklyn Guy and Jeffy at the same time?
Can I play Brooklyn Guy and Jeffy at the same time? Of course I can. I'm Poopy. You see how long these arms are for some reason? I can do anything. Like Dr. Octopus over here. Except I only have the two arms, and they're not made of metal. And I'm not Alfred Molina. I'm Poopy, so I don't really know why I said all that.
Well, look, just grab Jeffy, grab Booking Guy. Let's get this scene.
Okay.
Hey, Daddy, my voice came back.
Whoa, his voice came back.
His voice is back.
It's a miracle.
We're so glad your voice is back, Jeffy.
Well, I guess I did my job.
So, Jeffy, you learned not to scream like that ever again. It can hurt your voice.
I sure did, Daddy.
All right, guys, let's go eat some green beans.
I hate green beans, dagnabbit.
Oh, you. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Poopy, you have to watch this scene. It was so good.
Oh, I don't have to watch it. I know it was good. Everything I do is gold.
Your Jeffy voice is just so perfect.
I know. And hey, I'm not going to lie. I've been practicing for this moment. And just between you and me, I think my Jeffy voice is better than Lance's.
It is better than Lance's.
Why does Jeffy sound country?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't get it.
It doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. How can it not sound good? I'm Poopy. I can imitate any character. Name a character. Jar Jar Binks, off the dome. Got it. Misa Jar Jar Binks. Killed it.
Logan, his voice for Jeffy is terrible. Jar Jar being spot on, but Jeffy is bad.
Can you do her voices too so we can fire her?
Oh, I mean, I could try.
He can't do my voices. I'm a girl.
Move aside, chump. Check this out. I'm going to do Marvin's wife or girlfriend or whatever she is now.
Oh, Marvin, we should let Jeffy do things, eh?
Okay, well, you can't do Broken Guy's wife.
That's even easier.
Boiny!
Yeah, you're fired. You're so good, Poopy. Oh, okay, can you do Chef Pee-Pee's voice?
Oh, yeah.
Junior!
Okay, I'm firing Lavelle. It's just gonna be me and you, buddy. Me and you against the world. We're gonna do all these videos. All right, let's get the next scene.
Hold on, Logan. You know what else I can do?
What? No, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
Well, you can't do that.
Yep, I can hold the camera, too.
Well, you can't play Marvin.
Oh, Jeffy, oh, stop it.
No, you can't do this. You can't take everyone's characters.
Oh, I can, and I did. Now get out of here. And I'm going to change the name of the channel to Super Pooby Pooby. It's going to be SPP now.
Hey, Elena.
Don't talk to me, Logan. I don't want my job back, even if you beg me.
Well, look, Pooby just fired me.
Pooby fired you?
Yeah, turns out he can hold the camera and play my characters.
Ha!
Well, this is serious. He's going to take over the channel.
I don't think that he can play all our characters and film it all and edit it all.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't think Pooby could do that either.
Hey, losers, check this out.
I'm Marvin.
Jeffy, stop it. And I'm filming it. Your careers are over, chumps.
God, I never thought Pooby was such a jerk.
I know, he really is.
But what are we going to do? We can't let him take over the channels. Oh, we should call the cops.
He plays the cops.
Oh, you're right, he does. Ooh, we can call Lance. Lance plays a cop. Oh, his voice is gone. What are we going to do?
Logan, it's your house. We can just walk in.
Oh, you're right. Let's just walk in and let's take the channel back.
Okay.
Okay, where do you think he's at?
And go.
Dude, Daniel, my green beans. Jimmy, stop it.
Man, I am killing it today.
I think he's upstairs.
Okay, let's go upstairs and try to ruin his filming.
All right, next scene. And go.
I don't want to eat green beans, Daddy. Oh, Jeffy, you gotta eat your green beans. Oh, Marvin, let him do what he wants to do.
Oh, my God. I'm controlling three characters at the same time. I even have one on my foot. I am a god.
Hey, Pooby.
What do you want, loser? Hold on, let me put my puppets down. All right, what do you want? And make it quick, because I got to finish filming this video. I have to edit it and upload it tonight.
Well, me and Elena were talking, and we decided that you can't do this.
Are you sure? Because it looks like I'm already doing it.
Well, you might be doing it, but the fans aren't going to like it. They're going to hate that you're playing every character.
Are you completely sure about that?
I'm 100% sure about that.
Huh, okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to finish this video, and then I'm going to upload it. And if the fans hate it, then we'll just go back to the way things were. But if the fans love this video, then you and Elena have to quit forever.
That's a deal.
What? I didn't agree to this.
Look, the fans are going to hate it. It sucks. Let's make the deal. All right, it's a deal.
All right, shake on it.
All right.
All right, I'm going to go edit. I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to figure it out. All right, I uploaded the video, and it already has 10 million views and 10 million likes.
10 million views and 10 million likes? None of our videos ever got that many likes.
How is that even possible?
Because my shit don't stink, brah. All I make is hits.
Well, let me see this video.
Okay, but get ready for your eyes to melt from all the awesomeness.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school today? Oh, it was great, Daddy. I got an F on my report card. Ooh, boy, you got an F? Oh, you're gonna get it now. You're grounded. Oh, Marvin, an F just means that he's doing fantastic. Exactly, Daddy.
Oh, cut? All right, that was great. It was perfect. Oh, I'm on fire. So what do you think?
That wasn't even good.
It was only 23 seconds long.
No. The comments say otherwise. Let's take a look here. Okay, Dylan says, best video I've ever seen. I think Pooby should play everyone from now on. Well, guess what, Dylan? I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. And Cindy says, I honestly want a whole series of this. Well, congratulations, Cindy, because I'm running the whole channel now. Louie says, absolutely perfect in every way. Sorry, Logan, but I can't go back to your videos now that I've seen what Pooby can do. Hope you understand.
Well, those are just a few comments.
Oh, yeah? Well, Optic says Pooby's an amazing director. Oh, and look, this was totally worth watching. This is a masterpiece. This is such a masterpiece. This is beautiful. What an amazing performance by Pooby. Oh, thanks, Owen. Oh, look at this. We need more videos like this. The acting is spot on. I'm shacking and crying right now. 10/10 life-changing. I changed that kid's life. And look, another 10 out of 10. Perfect video. Truly a cinematic masterpiece. Quite possibly the best piece of media I've ever seen from Super Pooby Poops.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, that's right. You ain't got shit on Pooby, so get steppin'.
A deal's a deal.
Just like that?
We have to go. It's a deal. Well, Elena, I guess this is the end of our channel since Pooby's better than us.
I guess I'll move back to Maryland.
I mean, you always move back there. where's that noise coming from?
It's coming from that closet.
Let's see what's inside. But, Pooby?
Are you okay?
Wait. If Pooby's right here, then who's that upstairs?
I don't know.
Wait, let's take the tape off his mouth.
Okay.
Ow!
Wait, Pooby, what happened?
Some maniac who looks just like me tied me up and threw me in here.
Wait, let's go see who that is.
What? You're not gonna untie me first?
You did good, Lance. You did good. You made the entire crew think Pooby's an asshole. That'll teach them for playing my characters.
Oh, my God.
Lance?
Oh, rats.
Well, I don't understand. Why do you have a Poopy costume?
Because I didn't want Poopy playing my characters.
What are you talking about?
Well, you remember when we were down by the lake after I lost my voice? You guys were walking back to the house, so I grabbed Poopy and I tied him up and I threw him in the closet because I didn't want to play in my characters. Then I went to the store and I got honey and tea, and that fixed my voice.
I knew it.
Yeah, and then I was like, you know what? I don't want Logan and Elena hanging out with Poopy anymore. So I dressed up like Poopy, and then I was mean to you guys to make you guys hate Poopy.
Well, then how'd you get the video with the 10 million views?
Oh, I just photoshopped it.
Hey, guys. Remember me? The one you left tied up in a closet? Oh, hey, Lance. Dick.
Sorry, Poopy.
No, sorry, Poopy. This is a crime.
Guys, let's all just calm down, okay? We have to finish Jeffy Loses His Voice. So, Lance, play Jeffy.
Are you kidding me? We're not going to do this now.
Jeffy, it's time for bed.
Dad, can I sing it one more time before bed?
Jeffy, what is this thing?
Well, there's a little car in here, and when I hit this thing, it goes around the doodah.
Then just do it real quick.
All right.
Ow, Jeffy, you hit me with the car.
Can I do it one more time?
No, Jeffy, it's time to go to bed. Come on.
Let's do all the things you want to do.
Okay, Jeffy, just lay down and go to sleep.
But I want fried okra.
Wait, what, Jeffy? No, it's too late. You're not getting fried okra.
I want it fried.
You're not getting it, Jeffy.
In my mouth.
Jeffy, just go to sleep. I don't want to hear a peep out of you.
Beep. Beep, beep.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, Jeffy, did you shoot me with a Nerf gun?
No.
Wait, Jeffy, what is that?
Fried okra.
Where'd you get fried okra?
The fried okra tree.
Jeffy, why don't you just eat that fried okra?
Because that's yesterday's fried okra. You can't expect me to eat day-old okra.
But Jeffy, I don't know what's going on. Just go to sleep, please.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy, good night. This door is so squeaky. Jeffy?
I want fried okra.
No, Jeffy, you have fried okra in your bed. Go to sleep.